better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Lansing Bloodnuts Baseball is on the air. Hello and welcome in. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and I'm joined by Adam Jaxa. And today it is the Lansing Lugnuts and the West Michigan Whitecaps in game number one of a six-game series to conclude the season. That's right, Adam. We're going to wrap things up here today through Sunday, and that's going to be all.
No more baseball after Sunday?
No more baseball after Sunday for us. For others, it will continue. For us, no more.
Well, that's not fun.
Yeah. But until we get there, let's enjoy ourselves, shall we?
One last hurrah. Let's do it. And no better way to do it than against the in-state rivals here in West Michigan.
The in-state rivals who just got eliminated from the playoffs, by the way.
You're heartbroken, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sorry about it. Dayton Dragons won yesterday. Dayton clinches the second half East Division playoff berth. And so what do the Whitecaps have to play for but pride? They send Joe Adamitz to the mound against Will Johnston. Oh, by the way, Adam, that is your Midwest League Pitcher of the Week.
Yeah, that's great news because Lansing, as we know, they've struggled pitching-wise this year consistently, but they've had some good performances within those. And, Jesse, I was going to look to you. I know I missed that game last week where he performed so well, but how about this for the Aggie? He just continues to get better and better, and he started to become a really consistent and reliable arm for Lansing.
Five scoreless innings. He allowed two hits. They were both singles. He struck out eight. He looked as good as he has ever since his very first outing when he dominated South Bend. Johnston, rightfully the Midwest League Pitcher of the Week, and the question is, how does he follow it up here today against a West Michigan team whom he has seen before? Johnston against the Whitecaps back in late June allowed five hits and four runs in four and a third innings, and then came back the next time. And remember, it was the Whitecaps that knocked him out of the game in the first inning. He only recorded one out. They scored eight runs in the first six against Johnston on their way to a 10-3 win. But most recently, five strikeouts, only two hits allowed on August the 15th against West Michigan. This is his fifth time pitching against the Whitecaps this year. First, though, a bronze medalist from Team USA Rugby is about to throw out a first pitch here at LMCU Ballpark. So before this season comes to an end, and fitting in some last-moment honors, it's Alina Olson, who's right now listening to Bob Wells extol her list of accomplishments before she shows off the right arm. Out of Caledonia, she's right now kicking around the mound dirt. She's just waiting to throw. And meanwhile, the list of her accomplishments goes on. By the way, Adam, I had the chance to sit down with somebody who also has a lengthy series of accomplishments. Clayton Bell, the Lansing Lugnuts video assistant.
Let's go!
My pregame conversation.
Joined by Lugnuts video assistant Clayton Bell. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Hey, thanks for taking the time.
Glad to be here, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
Clayton, this is your second year as video assistant with the Lugnuts. How did your second year compare to your first year?
Second year was good. I built a bigger relationship with these guys. I know a lot of them from last year, and so I was able to kind of connect with those guys more, and it was a fun time being out here with these guys for a second year in a row and seeing them grow and develop.
Were you more prepared for the cold of April?
Yes and no. Coming from Florida, it's still kind of a culture shock to me to be in the cold for so long, but I was more prepared this year than last year for sure.
What are all of the different responsibilities that being a video assistant entails?
Oh, man, we got a lot. From daily advanced scouting reports, getting information from the other team, collecting video, collecting statistics, charting the games, helping out in the bullpens, helping out with batting practice, stuff like that. A lot goes into it on the tech side.
What was your own baseball career like? What positions did you play?
So I pitched in high school, played a little bit of center field, found out I wasn't too much of an athlete, and just stuck to the pitching side for the most part.
At what point did you say, no, I want to keep on working in baseball?
After my senior year of high school, going to college, I was able to kind of see some of the programs that some of these schools in Florida were offering, and it kind of interested me and led me down that avenue of staying in baseball with not actually being a player.
How many jobs did you have before joining the A's?
Just two. I volunteered at a hitting and pitching facility for youth baseball and softball players, kind of giving lessons and some instruction to anywhere kids from age 10 through high school kids 18.
Who's been the most, maybe inspirational is the wrong word, but who's been someone that you've met since entering baseball that you're like, I really admire that person?
Oh, it's got to be Craig Conklin, without a doubt. He's helped me kind of see this game from a different perspective, you know, kind of all the ins and outs that, you know, you can't see as a fan or as an outsider. Especially in my pursuit of scouting, he's been a vital part, and, you know, kind of helping me learn how to write guys up, how to evaluate, how to identify, and just kind of giving me all the ins and outs and helpful tips of what it takes.
I mean, Conk was a scout. How, after 2 years working with Conk and 2 years working as a video assistant, are you seeing baseball differently than you saw it before?
Oh, absolutely. I can kind of able to break down guys' swings, guys' pitching mechanics, stuff like that. You know, stuff that you don't really see as a fan because there's so much data and so much, you know, inside stuff that's exposed to me now that I can kind of see and work with and kind of paint a picture of what I think these guys will be in the big leagues and stuff like that. So Conk's been a huge part of helping me with that and kind of seeing what it's like.
Do you have a favorite metric or two that you go, I can learn a lot from this?
I wouldn't say I have a favorite, but I will say that the evolution of metrics and baseball statistics has led the game in a completely different direction than we're used to in recent years, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I think the more you have, the better. You can see things that, you know, people on the outside, like I said, can't necessarily see or don't, maybe won't understand. But it's been great kind of learning about this data and how it applies and how I can interpret it and help these guys learn and develop.
Let me put you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
3, 4, 5 years down the road, where do you think this is going next?
I just want to be a scout, man. I think that with my experience with the A's, being in Lansing, being in the Arizona Complex League, given my experience, you know, watching guys and analyzing, as well as seeing it from the numbers and statistics standpoint, I think putting those together can really help me be able to identify and evaluate players and hopefully bring some into the A's organization that can help in the major leagues down the road.
See, that's on me. I was too vague. I was thinking about the metrics and the data. But I like how you took that. Now I was wondering, like, with the technology, where do you think you can be bold with this? Where do you think we're going in 4 or 5 years?
Oh, man, opportunities are endless. I think more and more is coming out each day. I think, obviously, we will see the integration of automated balls and strikes in the strike zone. That's something that's been happening at the AAA level. So I think we'll see that maybe in the next year or two. I hate to say it, but I think umpires at some point will just completely be obsolete. I think there will be, you know, something that can tell you whether or not a guy is safe or out just by like a laser pointer or something like that. Also, there's a lot of stuff that's coming out too with technology that's allowing us to see the movements of pitchers, hitters, and position players while they're on the field. You can track all the movements, every step a player takes, every bodily movement that a pitcher may use. Stuff like that can really tell us about performance and other things.
How much could it have helped you when you were pitching?
Oh, man, I wish I had all this stuff. That way it could tell me how I should have retired earlier, maybe. But, no, it's been really great working with this stuff and being able to show these guys, you know, kind of what the numbers say and how that may affect their game, either positively or negatively, and kind of help them learn from that and apply it to their everyday routines and what they do in the game.
Joined by Clayton Bell, Lugnut's video assistant. My final question that I've been asking people, if you were on a quiz show, what category would you dominate?
Ooh, that's a good one. Lugnuts, baseball.
That was easy for you. Clayton, thank you very much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Jesse. I appreciate it.
Lugnuts video assistant Clayton Bell. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Yo, what's up? This is Will.i.am, and I'm joining Stand Up To Cancer and Providence St. John Health Centers to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Back in West Michigan, Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, Adam Jaxa here. First of six, Lugs and Whitecaps. Adam, who are the starting nines?
Well, Jesse, thanks for asking. I'll let you know. Let's start with the visitors to open up the final series in 2024. Your Lansing Lugnuts coming in 26-34 in the second half, 58-67 overall. Johnny Butler leads off in left field. Ryan Lasko swings second in center. Jared Dickey's the DH, batting third. Nate Nankill hits cleanup and is in right field. Luke Mance, the third baseman, batting fifth. Joshua Kuroda-Grauer at shortstop, hitting sixth. TJ Schofield-Sam swings seventh at second base. Danny Bautista Jr. hits eighth at first. And Cole Kahn rounds out the order. He is the catcher. Butler, Lasko, Dickey, Nankill, Mann, Kuroda-Grauer, Schofield-Sam, Bautista Jr., Kahn. And they support the reigning Midwest League Pitcher of the Week, the lefty, Will Johnston. Jesse, what do you think tonight for this starting nine for Craig Conklin's team?
I want to see how Luke Mann follows up, because Mann homered in each of his last two games. This is a tough ballpark to hit a home run in. Can he find barrels?
We saw some home runs from these Lugnuts the last time they were in town. One of those guys, Will Simpson, though, has been promoted. Okay, for West Michigan, 32-27 in the second half, 63-62 overall. Yet, they have been eliminated from playoff contention. Dayton will battle Lake County. Max Clark leads off the lefty in center field. Max Anderson bats second at second. Tyrone Alonzo, the former Dodger and Loon, hits third and catches. Johnny Peck is the shortstop batting cleanup. Roberto Campos is the DH hitting fifth. Luke Gould is at first batting sixth, with Jim Jarvis hitting seventh at third. Dom Johnson hits eighth in left field, and Seth Stevenson rounds out the order in right. Clark, Anderson, Lorenzo, Peck, Campos, Gold, Jarvis, Johnson, Stevenson, and they support the lefty, Joe Adamitz. Here's the national anthem. credits, our final series opener in 2024. Six games left to go in the regular season. Six games to go overall for the Nuts and for the Tin Caps, or for the White Caps. Wrong cap. This cap is white this week. Lansing, they're the Lugnuts. They're 26-34, 58-67. Well, West Michigan 32-27 and 63-62. The man to my right with the call of the game once again. Here he is for game number 126. It's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Yeah, let's recap, Adam. Butler, Lasko, Dickey against the lefty Joe Adamitz. Our home plate umpires, Justin Hopkins. Our bases umpires, Jabril Jeter Abdullah. For the White Caps in the outfield, Dom Johnson in left, Max Clark in center. Seth Stevenson plays right. Luke Gold is at first base. Max Anderson is at second. Johnny Peck's the shortstop. And at third, Jim Jarvis. The catcher is Tyron Lorenzo. Last time the Lugnuts faced him, he dominated the series so thoroughly, he was the Midwest League Player of the Week. This week, the reigning Midwest League Player of the Week is the second baseman, Anderson. But they support the lefty on the mound, Joe Adamitz. A couple of days after the Fort Wayne Tin Caps defense committed four errors against the Lugnuts in the Sunday finale. So how will the White Caps defense hold up? It is a beautiful day. Comstock Park, Michigan. Do you see any clouds up there in the sky?
Zero clouds, my man.
Oh, this is nice. The American flag, which is gigantic, and probably the minor league leader in terms of flag size.
Yeah, don't even go probably there. Just it is.
Yeah, it's hanging right now at its pole. So not too much wind. Let's play some baseball. Craig Conklin is shaking the hand with Jim Jarvis at third. Ruben Escalera coaching down at first. Lugs wearing the road blacks, White Caps in the home white. And here we go. Our time, 6:36 p.m. Eastern time. Lefty-lefty, Adamitz to Johnny Butler. And starts him off with a called strike one. Adamitz does not throw very hard. Fastball at 88. You want to round up, you can go 89. Winds and throws. That's high. One ball, one strike. He is throwing right from the sunlight into the shade because the sunlight is currently it's cutting right past his feet. Let's it fly. Dribbler foul. Off toward the on-deck hitter, Lasko. But Big Joe Adamitz is standing in the sunlight. The third baseman, Jim Jarvis, is shifted from the shade off into the sun to play a deep shortstop hole. Shortstop Peck is up the middle. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Waves at the breaker down and away. Adamitz strikes at Butler to open up the ballgame. And now here's Ryan Lasko. It was a difficult finale for Lasko. He finished 0-5 in his very first game in the Lugs leadoff spot. But it was a really good series against Fort Wayne. The pitch. Fastball up and away. 90 miles an hour. I mean, Adam, he was all over the bases against the Tin Caps. Ended up hitting 348. Adamitz steals. Inside corner called strike. Hey, the more from Lasko, the better to help out this offense.
They need him on base. He is a real threat.
Adamitz to the plate. Downed in. No score. Top of the first, one out. Two balls and one strike to count. He had three steals. He had a homer as well. His second home run here in high A. The man from Rutgers, Black Sox High. The deal? Swing and a miss. He was late on the fastball at 90 away. Strike two. Adamitz kicks, throws. Fouled away. Fastball at 90 up in the zone, and Lasko is late. Crash the River Rascal, one of the three Whitecaps mascots, an otter, walking around the concourse on the left. Tried again on 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Down and in. Back-to-back strikeouts for Adamitz to open up the ballgame. And now Jared Dickey. Last outing for Adamitz, 5 innings, 1 run, 4 strikeouts, no walks against Dayton. Picked up the win. As a matter of fact, in August, he made 4 starts, and he picked up the win in all of them. Adamitz to Jared Dickey, no score. Inside ball one. Let me correct that, Adam. There was the game on August the 13th that he pitched at Lansing against the Lugnuts. In that game, Mason Englert got the start as the rehabber, then Adamitz came in. The pitch. Dickey whacks it on the ground, but foul left side. strike one.
What if we rename Crash Rider? I think this plays way better than Crash.
Because he rides the rapids of Grand Rapids?
Yeah, exactly. Plus all R's.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Rider the River Rascal. Here's the pitch. A line drive foul off the left side. One ball and two strikes on Dickey. Crash just sets you up for disaster. And also, it's not alliterative.
That's right.
Jared Dickey was 6 for 22 against Fort Wayne. This is a 1-2 pitch. That's hooked foul, right side. Keep it right here. Keep in mind, we've got the loudest umpiring crew in the league for this series. So you might hear Jabril Jeter Abdullah saying things like, foul.
We're not upset about that. Helps us out.
Two outs, nobody on. Adamant struck out. Butler, he struck out. Lasko, he's going to strike out Jared Dickey. Lefty throws to lefty. Foul back our way. And below us here, just below. One ball and two strikes.
Fight or flight, man. Pick one.
Or freeze. You can always freeze. The pitch. A bouncer pushed on the left side. Difficult play. Jarvis grabs, double clutches, and does not throw. Infield single for Dickey. Jarvis was fighting for the handle.
Yeah, that was going to be a tough play right from the jump because he was swung more over towards the shortstop position. He's got to come back towards the line, then throw across his body on the run with a speedy Dickey. So I wouldn't be surprised if they go infield single here, but we'll see.
It's already gone up there on the hand-operated scoreboard. Nate Mankill takes a called strike on the inside corner.
All right, well, I swear I didn't look. I don't want to cheat the people, Jesse.
There's a human being out there going, all right, let's slide this into place. Jared Dickey is 1-for-1. No score, 2 outs. Lefty throws to righty. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him. No balls and 2 strikes on Nate. Nate Mankill had the day off on Sunday. He's been red hot. Lefty to righty. Here it is. Fastball called strike three at the letters. He's down watching. Adamant strikes out three in a scoreless first. Strands the single by Dickey. Let's go to the home half now. West Michigan is coming up against the lefty Will Johnston, Midwest League Pitcher of the Week.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Here on the Lugnuts broadcast team, we do not cut corners. Going to the bottom of the first inning. Lugs nothing. West Michigan sends up Clark, Anderson, and Lorenzo, Max, and Tyrone against the lefty Will Johnston. Cole Kahn, the catcher. Batista at first. Schofield, Sam at second. Broda Grauer at short. Matt at third. The pitch to Max Clark. A line drive out into center field. Base hit. There's Ryan Lasko. He fields, gets it in. Leadoff single for Max Clark. In left, Johnny Butler. In right field, Nate Nankill. I got to get their names in, Adam, before somebody hits a line drive to them. Anyway, Max Clark was ready for the first pitch fastball. He's all right. Here's Max Anderson. He's pretty good, too.
You know, those hyphen guys' names, they're a mouthful.
Lefty to righty, no score. Here's the pitch. A fastball for a called strike at 91 miles an hour. Max Anderson against Dayton. Are you ready for this? Coming into the Dayton series, he had been 0 for his last 12, 1 for his last 16. He'd been scuffling. Then he stopped scuffling. 0-1 pitch from Johnston. Lifted out to right field. Over to his right, Nate Nankill. He's there. Makes the catch. Clark back to first. And the Midwest League Pitcher of the Week sets down the Midwest League Player of the Week. 1-1 gone for Tyron Lorenzo.
Take that, Mr. Anderson.
Max Anderson against Dayton. In game 1 was 1 for 4. In game 2 was 1 for 4. In game 3 was 2 for 5. In game 4 was 2 for 5. In game 5 was 3 for 4. And in game 6 was 3 for 4. If that series had continued, it could have gotten very bad for Dayton. The pitch. Lorenzo takes ball 1 up and away. Tyron Lorenzo has been pretty good this year. And getting better and better all the while. Switch hitter batting right. No score. Clark at first. Here it comes. And that's a fastball in for a called strike. 90 miles an hour at the belt. Lorenzo with the Great Lakes Loons hit 220. With the Whitecaps, he's hitting 342. More walks than strikeouts. The break even. Shot toward third. One hop from Mann. Feeds second one. Schofield's hand to first. Double play. Well, well, well. Will Johnston faces the minimum in a scoreless first inning. The leadoff single erased. Let's go to the second. No score from LMCU Ballpark.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and the lefty Joe Adamitz is ready to go. Top of the second inning, no score. Coming your way from LMCU Ballpark, Lake Michigan Credit Union. With a big diamond shape above the video board in left, the letters LMCU in white. Luke Mann leads off. You know, LM could also stand for Luke Mann. Lefty to lefty, Adamitz's pitch. Shows butt, pulls back. They do want the appeal. Didn't go, ball one. Low and away. Three strikeouts around a single in the first inning for Adamitz. And as homers in back-to-back games, here's the pitch. He whacks it out to right center field. Driving back to his right, Stevenson. But that gets down one hop, and it hops over the wall. Automatic double from Mann. He stays red hot. Second pitch that he saw from Joe Adamitz, and Luke Mann picks up his ninth high A double.
There's something to be said for finishing the season strong, and this man is doing that. Great swing again from that guy.
Here's Josh Carota Grauer. He's open 3-for-19. Whacked the first pitch fair up the left field line. That's heading to the Lansing pen. Men are on third, coming in to score. And Carota Grauer takes his spot at second. It's back-to-back doubles for a 1-0 Nuts lead.
Well, there you go, Jess. You talked about Luke Mann and how he was playing well the last couple of games, swinging, seeing it well. Great stuff by him to get things started. Lansing didn't have a ton of extra base hits over the weekend. Back-to-back here, and they're on the board first.
Second double, Carota Grauer, third RBI. Far cry from how that first inning went for Adamitz, huh? Here's TJ Schofield-Sam. Again, lefty, lefty now. Adamitz throws. Ground ball sizzling to second. Anderson picks it up, throws to first, gets the out. Carota Grauer to third, one away. Schofield-Sam does his job.
Yeah, Lansing's going to take that all the way. I mean, get a hard hit ball to the right side of the infield, move the runner over, and now Danny Bautista Jr., knock him in.
How about Danny? Going out of the number 8 spot of the order. Go back, the last game we saw him batting in the number 3 spot. He's gone all about. He's hit 1-9. Infield in, first pitch. Bautista Jr. takes a called strike. Danny Bautista Jr. has been one of the hotter hitters on the team recently. Last 8 games, he's hitting .414. 1-0 Nuts. Runner at third, one out. Adamitz offers. Ground ball chopped to shortstop. And Peck holds the runner at third. Goes to first for out number 2. Bautista Jr. cannot get the job done. So it's up to the number 9 hitter. Switch hitting catcher, Cole Kahn.
Well, as I was saying, Jesse, you get 2 outs and let Cole Kahn knock him in.
That's right.
That's all.
Kahn hit .300 against Fort Wayne with another walk and a hit by pitch. Batting right against the lefty. The pitch. Inside, ball 1. Just off the corner, maybe, I don't know, a touch low. Batting .219. This is game number 49. Carota Grauer third. The pitch fades outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Half the infield is in the shade. The deal. Strike called. Fastball at the knees. Over the course of this year, the statistics say that Adamitz fares better against lefties than righties. He's gone lefty-righty, lefty-righty here in this frame. Gone from the right side. Takes. Down and in. The cat is 3 balls and 1 strike. The left-handed hitting Johnny Butler is on deck. He's the leadoff hitter, though. 1-0 Lansing the lead. 3-1 coming. Off the inside corner. Little low again. Ball 4 for Cole Kahn. First walk given out by Adamitz.
Well, this is much better than what you saw in the first inning. I know they got the base hit from Dickey, but squaring it up a little bit better. Good eye right there from Kahn and making Adamitz work in this second inning.
Let's see how Johnny Butler's second at-bat goes. His first one, rough. And I don't say that just because it's a dog days of summer. Dog days here. The pitch. It takes a ball low. Adamitz is not getting that low strike call.
Could I interest you in roof?
Yes, you could. Lefty, lefty. First and third for the Nuts. Up 1-0. 2 outs in the second. Here's the pitch. A chopper left of the mound. Third baseman Jarvis grabs. Those to first. Got him. Side retired. 2 hits and a walk to left. But the RBI double by Carota Grauer brings a man to put the Lugnuts into the lead. They're 1.5. Nuts 1. Whitecaps nothing.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
RBI double from Josh Carota Grauer is giving the Lugnuts the early lead. 1-0 Lansing. 4-5-6 coming up for the West Michigan Whitecaps. Johnny Peck, Roberto Campos, and Luke Gold against Southpaw Will Johnston. Johnston's first pitch in the first inning was singled up the middle by Max Clark, but a flyout and double play ball quickly ended things from there. Now with the lead at his back, lefty to righty to Johnny Peck. Pitch number one. In there, strike called. Johnston starts things off with a splitter. Or a slider, you know, one of the two. Here's the pitch. That's a fastball high. Waiting on the spin rate, which takes just a little bit longer to register.
It's one of those S pitches.
Yeah.
Splitter, slider, or just strike.
He throws. There's a strike. Swung at and missed the fastball. 1-2. You know, good luck to Johnny Peck, but it's pretty tough to be a right-handed batter against Will Johnston. Peck's hitting 283 through 12 games with a home run. Upright stance, open from the side. The pitch, a quick pitch up and away. Two balls and two strikes. They have converted all the Whitecaps images on the video board into dogs. Step back, the hezzy, the pitch. Broken bat, ground ball, foul, left side. Yeah, check the structural integrity. That bat is done. He points to which bat that he wants. Let's see, Seth Stevenson is over there. All right, we've got a choice of two. And between the two, it's selected by the man on deck, Campos. Hopefully he chose the right bat. That was a deal or no deal situation. Two balls and two strikes on Peck. Johnny Peck out of Moore Park, California. Seventh rounder last year. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. He chose wrong. Fastball strikes him out. First strikeout for Johnston.
He chose poorly.
Here's Roberto Campos. Campos comes in hitting 272. 9 homers in 112 games. 1-0 Lansing. One out, nobody on to the home second. Lefty to righty. That's a check swing bouncer to the first baseman, Batista Jr. Underhanded to Johnston to the bag. Out number two. And he started to first, but Will was so quick that Batista Jr. changed his mind.
Yeah, Danny definitely could have got there, but you're right. Sprinting by Johnston. Great work. He's come out motivated, ready to go. Trying to defend his Midwest League Pitcher of the Week crown right now.
That's something that you and I look for, is to see who is finishing the season strong. And I think that Johnston has the pep in his step.
He certainly does. We've seen it from Luke Mann over the last few days. Hopefully that continues to rub off on the other Lugnuts, because you know they want to all finish strong as well.
Leading 1-0 on a Carota Grauer double. The pitch to Luke Gold. Swing and a miss. Strike one. I'm already starting to look around this Lugnuts roster and saying, who's going to begin next year in Lansing? Who should begin next year with AA Midland? Johnston throws, lefty to righty. Swing and a miss, strike two, right through the catcher, Khan. I think that Johnston is a great choice to go right up to AA and a player to watch for the A's organization next year.
Yeah, I don't think we see Will Johnston again next year. He's finished strong, and I would imagine he'll start in AA next season.
Well, it's been a pleasure. 0-2 pitch, Luke Gold. down low. Didn't chase. Something that was getting discussed in the broadcast booth after the first inning was that Lansing Lugnuts have needed a better start from their pitchers. Two outs, nobody on. Here's the 1-2. Fouled away right side. A one strike away from finishing off a perfect second and facing the minimum through the opening two innings.
Yeah, I mean, how about just a better start in general? Because it wasn't just, you know, giving up runs. They weren't getting any early runs. So now, today, they've gotten both runs and not giving up any.
The power-hitting Luke Gold out of Boston College waits. The A&M Aggie throws. Drops in, called strike three at the letters. Gold is frozen, and the inning is over. Will Johnston strikes out Peck to begin the inning. He strikes out Gold to end the inning. And let's go to the third inning with Adam Jackson taking over the call. The Lugnuts won. The Whitecaps nothing.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Back here for the top of the third inning. Hello there on the final opening day of a series for the Lugnuts here in 2024. Here comes the first pitch to Ryan Lasko, and it's up high, ball one. 1-0, Nuts leading. Great start so far for Will Johnston. A couple of strikeouts in that last half inning. Lasko struck out in his first at bat. The pitch, that's in there, across belt high, strike one with the fastball. Adamich pitching against the Nuts for a third time this year. Last one came on August 13th. The pitch, up high and outside. Missed with the fastball that time. That fastball velocity sits in the upper 80s. But he has continued to fool the Nuts here this season. Throws. Swing and a miss. Off speed. Two balls, two strikes. On Lasko, he's already got three strikeouts. Struck out the side in the first. Lansing got back-to-back doubles in the second to get their first run. 2-2. Up high. Three balls, two strikes. You go back to the first outing he faced the Nuts. It was July 25th. He went five innings, gave up three runs. Two were earned. Struck out four, walked one. Throws. Right in there. Called strike three. Top of the zone with the fastball. Lasko is done for a second time on strikes. One down to open up this third inning.
What he's doing a good job of is changing the eye level for these batters. Same thing that happened to Nate Nankill in the first inning. You're looking low, you're looking high, you lose track of the zone.
Because that was fastball heavy there in that at bat. Here's Jared Dickey, the lefty. First pitch, again a fastball, again a strike. And it is no balls, one strike on Dickey. Lefty-lefty matchup here, 1-0 Nuts. Throws home. That's outside. One ball, one strike. Adamitz rocks and throws. And that's fouled back towards the backstop there. It's a decent crowd here tonight. Not as big as the crowds we saw the last time Lansing came to town. As Lansing was seeing Max Clark and Kevin McGonigal. Pitch, swing and a miss. Chase that, breaking ball, low and outside. Two outs. Those guys have been in town for a little bit now. Clark led off with a single tonight. McGonigal, not in the lineup. He's been down on the IL. Now here comes the righty, Nate Nankill. 1-0 Nuts, top three. Pitch home. That's inside, ball one. That second time, by the way, that Adamitz threw against the Nuts, he went five innings as well. Gave up just two runs, one which was earned with four more strikeouts. Both times he's pitched, West Michigan has beaten Lansing 5-4 and 9-3. The pitch, swing and a miss. Changed that up. Nankill was out in front of it. Bases clear, two outs. We got a little office jam in here. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Ball two strikes. I tell you what though, even with things getting busier here in the fall, that's why you're seeing, sure it's a Tuesday night, you're busy, not as many fans. Pitch home, there's a bouncy ball, weakly hit, third base side. You can't ask for better weather. Really going back to the final few days in Lansing, I mean, Sunday was picture perfect for the Nuts home finale. 75 degrees, sunny, a little breezy, a little cloud coverage. 77 and sunny today. Pitch inside with the fastball. Two balls, two strikes on Nate Nankill. 6'3", 210-pound, 21-year-old from San Diego. Seventh rounder, selected last year. 2-2. On the ground, over towards third, sweeping to his left. Jarvis has it, sets and throws to first. And there's the final out. So 1-2-3 through the 2-3 and 4 batters. We go to the bottom of the third. Lansing 1, West Michigan none.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Two and a half innings complete in the final series opener of 2024. Six games left to go for the Lansing Lugnuts. They're up 1-0 on West Michigan out here in Comstock Park. Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024. We rushed through August and off and rolling in the final week of the regular season. Speaking of rolling, Will Johnson's looked good. He gave up a leadoff single to Max Clark, but then he set down the next five. Bottom third of the card, beginning with the lefty, Jim Jarvis. The lefty, Johnston, throws. Down low, ball one. Jarvis, with 48 hits this year, average sits just above the Mendoza line. Four home runs, 21 knocked in. The 23-year-old waits. Johnston, black top, black hat, gray pants, throws home. That's down low. Two balls, no strikes. Will has gotten better as he has seen West Michigan. He's pitched against him four times this year. The first two, he struggled. Moe's back at Jackson Field. The pitch. Throws the fastball in there to get back in the count, 2-1. Go back to June 25th. 4 1/3 innings, gave up 5 hits and 4 runs. Did have 5 strikeouts and no walks. Pitch home. Breaks it in there. A little bit low. 3-1. And then struggled 5 days later, where he lasted just a third of an inning, gave up 2 hits and 6 runs with 4 walks, no strikeouts, and exited. So not what he was looking for. 2 losses for Lansing. The pitch is a high bouncy ball over towards second to his right. Schofield, Sam measures, has, throws to first. And there is 6 up and 6 down after the leadoff single from Max Clark. So then you go to the third outing against West Michigan. This was back on July 27th. And Will went 5 innings, gave up 4 hits and 3 runs. 3 strikeouts and 1 walk. Here comes Dom Johnson from the right side. 1-0 nuts, bottom 3. The pitch, right-hander takes from the lefty, a called strike 1 at 91. Most recent outing was back on August 15th against West Michigan. Will went 4 innings, gave up just 2 runs and 5 strikeouts. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Kept that thing low. No balls, 2 strikes as he goes to that off-speed split finger. Big deep breath for Will. A little swaggy stance out there. He's got a little lean to him out there on the hill. Holds at the belt. Now comes up shoulder high. Turns, kicks, throws. Up high and outside. 1-2. It's the name of the game, right? Go through this entire minor league season. You have some ups and downs, but you want to continually get better. We're seeing that pattern just within Johnston throwing against West Michigan. 1-2. Lifted up in the air, not deep. High fly to shallow left. Butler comes charging in. Kuroda Grauer, the shortstop, gives way. Butler makes the grab. 2 outs. And these are turning into relatively quickly moving half innings. 6 pitches in the first, 12 pitches in the second, and so far 9 pitches gone in the third. He's got 2 outs. Here's the 9 hitter, Seth Stevenson. As Johnston looks to keep no runs up off the board, 1 time through the car. Pitch home. Bunt shown. Pulled back. It's a called strike. Throws in that slider. 0-1.
The big key to me, Adam, is going to be what happens with the batters to come. How does he do round 2 through the order?
0-1 pitch. This is a line drive out to right field. Running to his right is Nankill. Over, he's got room. Reaches up the mitt and makes the catch. Well, I was just about to say, hopefully, he doesn't have to deal with that until the fourth, and that is the case. A 1-2-3 third. How about 8 straight set down by Will Johnston? Gig him, and let's head to the fourth. 1-0, nuts lead.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
We head to the top of the fourth inning here at LMCU Ballpark. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and Clayton Bell, the hardest working video man in all of minor league baseball, spotting us up here in the booth tonight. Nuts in front, 1-0. Luke Mann spotted the Lugnuts their first run. He steps in, first pitch, swings and misses through the off-speed floating ball away. Strike one. And that because Mann doubled, and then right behind him, Joshua Kuroda Grauer doubled him in. The pitch, that breaks in there, bottom of the zone, and that one is not given for a strike. Jesse was talking about Adamitz has not been getting those calls at the bottom of the zone from Justin Hopkins. Pitch home. That's in there. Fastball at 90. Whoa. I see him tick up a couple of miles per hour. Fastball's been sitting. High 80s. Next pitch is a bouncing ball. One hop jumping grab by Adamitz on the hill. Runs it over towards first. Long underhand toss. Gold's got it. One down. 1-0 lead for Lansing on a picture-perfect evening. Jesse was also telling you that the sun and the shade were split across the mound when we started the game. Now the entire infield is covered. The pitch, that's outside ball one to Joshua Kuroda Grauer, and that covered in shade. So the only thing left in the sun is a spotty part of left field. The pitch. There's a line drive right at the second baseman. Anderson takes it off one hop, flings it over to first in time. He's got it. He was standing basically behind second base on the shift. So you got a spotty part of left field that's in the sun, most of center field, and then all of right field in the sun as well. But that is it. Here comes TJ Schofield Sam. First pitch fastball inside. 1-0 our score. Lansing leads in the top of the fourth inning. Two outs, though. Base is clear. They play Schofield Sam to pull to that right side. Pitch home. Bouncing ball over towards first, right into that shift. Gold snatches. Underhand tosses to Adamitz as he runs over. He tags the bag, and that's it. We are motoring right along to trivia time at the bottom of the fourth when we return. Lansing in front, 1-0. Como la
luna y el sol. My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Si los soles nunca dejan de girar. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Bottom of the fourth inning here at LMCU Ballpark, the last park that the Nuts will play in here in 2024. And we will start all week at 6:35 before we get to the weekend and the 7:05 and then the 2:05 finale on Sunday. Nuts scored a run in the second thanks to back-to-back doubles. Luke Mann, Joshua Kuroda Grauer got him. And now eight straight have been set down by Will Johnson. Here's the only man that got a hit against him, Max Clark, the leadoff man. Pitch home. Lefty hits it off the glove of Johnson, but over to the shortstop, Kuroda Grauer fields, throws to first just in time. That was very close, but it's a 1-6-3 putout, and that is nine straight retired. And I think Johnston, either way, probably could have let it go, and Kuroda Grauer was going to get it, but either way, they get the speedy Clark. So a 1-6-3 put out. Here comes the other Max, Max Anderson. 1-0 Nuts, bottom four. Pitch home to the righty. There's a bouncing ball foul. Third base side, strike one.
Jabril Jeter Abdullah lives to make that call.
You know who he reminds me of? TV Teddy Valentine.
Oh, I see it.
He likes to get enthusiastic. Let you know. Oh, one. Yeah. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. This is where I go Jesse Goldberg Strasser and go, thank you for understanding my comp.
I was thinking Joe Frazier with the way that he just punched at Max Clark.
Yeah, that'd work. The 0-2. This is on the ground, right at the third baseman man. Up with it, slings to first. And there are two outs. The thrilla in West Michigan. All right, so your trivia question tonight. There were two players that were able to get 50 home runs in a major league season first. Babe Ruth and Hack Wilson. Who was the third? Who was the third player ever to have 50-plus home runs in a season after
Great
Babe
question.
Ruth and Hack Wilson? It's the pitch home to Tyrone Lorenzo. It's up high. Ball one. So, if you want to take a shot, or if you know that answer, send us an email, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com, and we will answer that for you in the bottom of the seventh tonight. 1-0 Nuts lead, bottom four. The pitch. Switch hitting. Tyrone Lorenzo takes it just up high. Two balls, no strikes.
I've got a follow-up. You know how tall Babe Ruth was?
6'1"?
Yeah, 6'2". You know how tall Hack Wilson was?
I'm going to go taller?
No.
2-0? Swing and a miss on Lorenzo. Real short, huh?
Yeah, my guy was 5'6" tall.
You take a lot of walks?
Heavy drinker, heavy hitter.
They did it different back in the day. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. We know that Babe Ruth never got in any trouble like that.
No, what an angel.
He could swing it, though. 1-0 Nuts. Bottom four. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch home. Kick back off the netting. Got the shift on right now for the switch hitting Lorenzo bats from the right side. So you got Mann and Kuroda Grauer that are over there on the left side. And then Schofield Sam is up there in the middle of the diamond, just to the right of second, because you can't cross that. All the dogs coming up the aisle right now. 2-2 pitch. Swinging its ropes right over to Mann at third. He's got it in the air. Chest high. An easy little loop liner, and that will get us through four innings. How about this from Will Johnston? He gave up a leadoff single. He has now set down 11 straight Whitecaps. To the fifth, we move. 1-0 Lansing. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back right after this.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Josh Kuroda Grauer's second inning RBI double is the game's only run right now. 1-0 Lugnuts as we enter the fifth inning. Glad to have you along with us. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside Adam Jaxa. The lefty Joe Adamitz for the West Michigan Whitecaps is about to throw his 57th pitch of the ballgame. Danny Bautista Jr. bats right. Number 8 hitter. Here it comes. Down and in, ball one. So Adamitz is up to 57 pitches, 37 for strikes. On the other side, Will Johnston has used 39 pitches to get through four scoreless innings. Efficiency. The deal. Punched on the ground, foul right side. One ball, one strike on Danny. It is Batista Jr. Khan, and then the top of the order, and Johnny Butler. The Lugnuts in the top of the fifth inning, leading 1-0. Wind up. The pitch. Down and in. You know, Adam, that this series could have taken on a whole different, let's say, tone is the first word that comes to mind for me. Batista Jr. grounds it right side through. Base hit right field. Stevenson picks it up and gets it in. That's a leadoff oppo single for Batista Jr. You know, if West Michigan had beaten the Dayton Dragons on Saturday and Sunday, they would have taken 5 out of 6 games in the series. They would have been 1.5 games back of Dayton, concluding the series in the Gem City, coming back home against an eliminated Lugnuts team. Dayton won yesterday in Great Lakes on Labor Day. The pitch, a check swing foul, hopping right from Cole Khan, strike one. You're the Whitecaps, you're going, we are in striking distance. If Dayton loses a couple of games to the Great Lakes Loons, we take care of business against the Lugnuts. We are in with the second half postseason berth. 1-0 Nuts. Adam hits the Rose. Khan takes a fastball high.
You know, John Sterling has ruined Labor Day for me.
How? By wearing white?
Because I don't say Labor Day.
How does Sterling say it?
Think of the Yankee hitters.
Here's the pitch. Hit high in the air. Back of second base. Second baseman Max Anderson back onto the grass to make the catch. Back to first, Batista Jr. One gone.
Think of a Torres on their team and put his first name.
Oak Labor, the former South Bend Cub.
So when I hear anybody say Labor, I'm like, no, it's not Labor. It's Glaber Day.
Labor Day.
He's ruined it for me.
That's great. And also simultaneously not great. Here's Johnny Butler on the top of the order. Lefty, lefty, one on, one out, 1-0 Nuts. Ground ball, foul, right side, strike one.
Yeah, I'm impressed by Dayton because we've talked about this many times that they get leads at the end of halves and they've seen those slip away multiple times. But, boy, they took care of business against West Michigan and now off to Great Lakes.
Down and away, one ball, one strike on Butler. 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out to third. So the one berth that still needs to be determined is over in the West Division. Adam, it's to Butler. Inside, 2 balls and 1 strike. So entering play today, the Quad Cities River Bandits, after taking 5 straight from Wisconsin, which I want to talk about that in a moment, they are leading Peoria by 3 games for the West Division berth. Adam, it's throws. Low and away, ball 3. There's the chance for something here for the Lugnuts, looking to add to the lead. Batista Jr. at first base, only 1 man out. And Ryan Lasko up next. Jared Dickey in the hole. Adamitz with the sign. Deals. Hit high in the air out to right center field and carrying well. That baseball's back. It's punt by Clark from center. Under the warning track in deepest right center. Batista Jr. hurries back to first. Boy, the outfield here is a graveyard for deep flies. 2 outs for Ryan Lasko.
It's like hitting it to right center field in Lansing, Jesse, where it juts out. It is just so difficult to get that thing to go in that spot.
That's right. So, Lasko 0 for 2, strikeout looking, strikeout swinging. 1-0 Nuts in the fifth. Cut the row over. Batista Jr. back in standing. No tag by the first baseman, Gold. Currently on the out-of-town Midwest League scoreboard, Peoria is hosting Lake County. The pitch. Lasko swings and misses, strike one. Meanwhile, Wisconsin plays at Cedar Rapids. It's Beloit at Quad Cities. So you've got Quad Cities at home. All they'll probably need is a couple of games to win, to clinch. Here's the pitch. Down and away. We got to see Quad Cities firsthand in Davenport. Jared Dickey's old squad. So Peoria is going to need a big series at home against the team that won the first half East Division title, Lake County. Wisconsin won the first half West title. So Quad Cities, if that was a potential playoff preview, took 5 out of 6 games. The pitch, inside on a fastball. 2 balls, 1 strike to Lasko. Adam, if you were just looking to preview it, what do you think, Dayton or Lake County out of the East?
Boy, Lake County's been so good all year long, but Dayton is playing well. I think that's going to be really compelling.
I agree. Hitter's pitch here. Vasco takes ball three, down and in.
I'm going to go against the norm. I'd like to see Dayton compete for a championship this year.
All right. Dayton Dragons go to the Midwest League Championship against, right now, the hottest team appears to be Quad Cities. I hope they send Jared Dickey a championship ring if they win it all. The pitch misses barely, a little low. Ball four. First time that Lasco has been on today. Batista Jr. pushed up to second. Two on, two out for Jared Dickey.
I'm just thinking of our buddy Tom Nichols. He's been the Dayton Dragons broadcaster for years, for decades. He deserves to see him end with a chance at the title.
Since 2008. Left-hander against left-hander. The pitch. Little looper. Shallow center field. Hangs up. Clark makes the catch with a hop. Side retired. A walk and a single. Stranded. It stays. Lugnuts one. Whitecaps nothing. Halfway to the house from LMCU ballpark.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak,
or embarrassed,
or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Middle of the order for the Whitecaps, Pat Campos-Gold against the lefty Will Johnston, who's going to throw his 40th pitch of the game to open up the bottom of the fifth. Lugnuts one, Whitecaps nothing. One hit against Johnston. It was on his very first pitch, opening up the bottom of the first from Max Clark. Clark was erased on a double play ball. He's faced the minimum. First pitch to John Peck, batting right. Fastball high, ball one. I mean, Adam, this has been remarkable. First pitch, base hit, and then after that, you get nothing.
You lose.
Good day, sir. Ball and offering on its way. Fastball again, overthrown too high.
Mr. Wonka.
Totally unhinged.
My dear boy, you've won.
Johnston rocks, throws. Whacked out to center field. Ryan Lasco patrols out there, easing back to the track. He runs it down. And then he finds himself right up against the wall. Don't worry about it, though. We're at LMCU ballpark, and it's Lasco in center field. So, Peck is out number one. That combination, that ball takes off the bat, and I think it's Lasco. And we're in West Michigan.
No chance.
There's Roberto Campos DHing today, batting fifth. Lefty to righty. 1-0 Nuts in the home fifth inning. Pitch on its way. Above the letters, ball one.
He's like the giant security guard at the bar, that you just have no shot to get by him. Nothing's getting by him out there.
That's so nice. Plays a deep, straight up center field right here. All the outfielders are straight up. The pitch. Campos takes a ball low. So he went two on Peck, Came back, got him on the flyout. That's a 2-0 pitch to Campos. Fouled back. I mean, you wouldn't think it'd be a winning formula. That fastball high and tight. Off the facade and then down. There is action up in the West Michigan pen. Not so for Lansing. Hitter's pitch here on 2-1. High for ball three.
Well, in this streak of 12 straight retired, he's gotten behind two batters, Jarvis and Lorenzo, 2-0, and came back and got outs.
Huh. Winning formula so far. This is a 3-1, though. Campos fouls it back into the screen. That's an uncomfortable swing in on the hands.
That's a good pitch right there. Spotted right there on the inside black you're talking about. He goes to the fastball. Challenge pitch. Good location.
Last time out for Johnson, 5 scoreless two-hit innings. Struck out 8 on 58 pitches. Johnson's payoff. Down low, he's walked Campos. Or did he? Yeah, there it is. He drops the bat. He drops the batting equipment. The home plate umpire, Hopkins, basically just asked him, do you want the walk? He takes the walk.
I mean, it's a dog night, so take your walk.
Campos down to first base. I mean, the lug nuts would have been fine if he wanted to keep on hitting. One out base runner for Luke Gold, lefty to righty. 1-0 Lansing leading. First pitch. A fastball rips in for a called strike.
You know, you can go adopt dogs. Why get one when you could get two? Let's go for a double dog, double play here.
I like it. Zarek Penales warming up in the West Michigan pen. Johnston delivers. Up and away. He's lost his release point a little bit here. When he's missing up. He's missing arm side. Like he's overthrowing a little bit. It's 1-1. A break even to Luke Gold. Golfed out to left center field. Johnny Butler heads out there. Out near the warning track. Butler runs it down with a one-hand catch. Campos back to first. Two outs.
Well, some good swings, like you mentioned. I mean, Peck got a hold of one. So did Gold. But that's the greats of this park, that it holds a lot of baseballs. And Johnson gets two deep flies for outs.
Hanging slider, it looked like right there. West Michigan in home games this year, heading just 218. Jimmy Jarvis, the left-handed hitting third baseman. Southpaw offers. There's a called strike to start him. Lansing leads 1-0 on a second inning tally. Back-to-back doubles from Mann and Kuroda Grauer, the game's only run. Johnston's one out away from a fifth scoreless inning. Campos at first with speed. The pitch. Bounced it in. Campos stays at first. Pitch knocked down by Cole Kahn.
Jesse, who's the guy with the big beard in Lord of the Rings? Gandalf?
He's one of them. There's also Gimli.
I'd like you to look at Jim Jarvis the dog. Little Gandalf there.
I see it, yeah. I'm like, pretty sure a lot of the dwarves have big beards.
Thou shalt not pass, Jarvis.
There's the 0-1. That's down low. I should say that's the 1-1 for ball two. I mean, Saruman had a beard himself.
What's the bad dude that Gandalf battles? It's got the long beard.
Saruman.
Saruman?
Yeah.
Okay. He's an interesting cat.
On those dog days.
Mm-hmm.
That's Christopher Lee, man. Christopher Lee is very cool.
Those movies are some of the best.
And yet there are very few Lord of the Rings nights at ballparks.
It's peculiar.
I have not checked out the series that's currently ongoing, The Rings of Power.
Is that on Amazon?
I think so.
That is very... Whoa! Pickleball night on September 5th?
That's right.
Oh my goodness.
So, two nights away.
Bring your paddles.
Yeah. See you on Thursday. Two outs, runner at first. Here's the pitch to Jimmy Jarvis. Fastball rides outside. Now up here on the scoreboard, they list 2 balls and a strike. It's really 3-1. We saw 1 out walk to Campos. With 2 outs, Jarvis waits. grounded out his first time. Johnston kicks, deals. He skies it. On the right side, back of first base in a foul ground, Danny Bautista Jr. Right next to the bag makes the catch. Side retired. 5 scoreless innings for Will Johnston. On just one hit, he strands the walk here in the 5th. Let's go to the 6th inning with some slang forthcoming. To have to do a little bit with the Lugnuts first baseman. It's the Nuts up 1-0.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Whitecaps go to the bullpen. Let's go to the 6th. 1-0 Lugnuts leading. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Also somewhere, Clayton Bell. Subject of the pregame interview. Final line for the Whitecaps starter, Joe Adamitz. 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. 3 straight outings for Adamitz of 5 innings, 1 run. He's in line to lose this game, though. Roddy, and Alias throws to Nate Nankill. Check swing, little low, on appeal, he went, strike one. Nankill is 0 for 2 with a strikeout looking, to ground out to third. That against the starting southpaw. Number 4 hitter in the order. Check swing, and that missed, and again the appeal, and he did not go this time. I'll tell you what, that pitch could have been called a strike by the home plate umpire Hopkins, but he chose not to. And Kill batting, man on deck, wrote a grower in the hole. Pinales fires. Low for ball 2. Your 6th inning slang today. I wonder if I should wait to see if he comes up. Nah, I'm going to do it here anyway. But after Nan kills that bat, 1-0 Nuts. The pitch. Low.
Would it Nan kill you to wait, Jesse?
I would not. 3 balls and a strike, a Nate. Big Nate. Low stance. Bat waggling at the ready. Pinales sets, kicks, throws. Missed low, ball 4. And Nan kill is on. Nate Nankill, I think, Adam, is going to be an interesting guy where he starts up next year because of how well he has played for Lansing since getting promoted from Stockton. I could see him get sent back to Lansing to start up next year just with the outfield logjam, but he's been great. Here's Luke Mann. Down and in, ball 1.
Well, if they send him back and he starts playing as well as what he's done here to end the season, you know, it could be a month or two and send his... send his butt down to Midland.
Man is 1 for 2 with a double. He scored the game's only run. Swings and misses a fastball. Ball at a strike. With Man, you've got the unusual. You've got the consideration. He plays third base. He's a slugger. And you've got the third baseman and the slugger, Tommy Tanks. Tommy White drafted this year in the 2nd round. Pinales' pitch. Line drive, center field. Clark measures, makes the catch. Nankill back to first. 1 out.
It's another well-struck ball, though, by Luke Mann. 95 off the bat. On a line, just right at Max Clark.
Josh Kuroda Grauer's 1-for-2 with an RBI double. The game's only RBI. Doubled in man in the second inning. 1-0 Lugnuts batting in the sixth. And we are 1 hour and 7 minutes into this ballgame. Does that sound right?
That sounds good.
Finales' pitch. Outside corner, strike called. One out with Nankill at first. Second baseman Anderson shitting up the middle. Righty versus righty. Here it comes. Fouled away. Marcia Bullard has texted in to say that the Lugnuts Booster Club is here in attendance here today. Carol, Marcia, and Leanne, she says, at the top behind the first base side dugout, they packed special Booster Club bags for this road trip. Red bags and the pitch. Grounded foul at home. Took a chunk out of the catcher, Lorenzo. Strike two. The special thing about the bags, Adam, if you will go through them, what you will find is there are so many things in those bags that are based out of Michigan. Michigan products.
Better made. Great brand of chips. Not only did they do Faygo, Jesse, they did the orange Faygo, and that is, in my opinion, the best of all the Faygo's flavors.
What else you got from Michigan?
Got
Michigan
a Granny made. Smith apple.
Yeah. Probably picked off a Michigan tree. Rota Grauer takes a ball low.
Got a little piece of chocolate with a Lugnuts sticker.
Ooh, that's... So I pick up those mints from the Old Town General Store.
Oh, it's a mint?
That's a great Michigan mint.
Oreos?
Michigan Oreos. Love that. 1-2. Left it out to left field. Shallow. Shortstop Peck goes out. He calls for it. Peck makes the catch in front of the left fielder Johnson. Nanko back to first, two outs.
You know, they had to get these peanuts from the peanut shop, right?
Clearly. By the way, I have bought enough time. TJ Schofield, Sam coming up. Can we extend this inning one batter more for our sixth inning slang? We'll find out.
Oh, yeah, I was just kidding. You totally could have done it.
Yeah. At first base, Nankill on the leadoff walk. And Alex readies. Fires. Low, ball one.
Wow, did you get $500 in your bag, too? I see
no,
that at the bottom
no,
here.
I got a little bit more.
That must be Michigan made from the bank.
That's their appreciation for you, Adam. I got Lugnuts loot, though.
That's how you know I'm poor.
Yeah. Here's the pitch. Punched off the glove of Pinales toward right center beyond the shortstop Peck. It gets into the outfield. Nankill takes third. A throw in from Clark to second. T.J. Schofield, Sam has a single. And there are runners at the corners for Lansing.
Oh, would you look at who's coming up.
Yeah, and here's our sixth inning slang today. It's Danny Special. What is a Danny Special? Lugnuts leading 1-0 in the sixth. And Danny Batista Jr. steps in from the right side. I'm so glad this worked out. Righty, righty. Schofield Sam at first. Nankill at third. Pinales kicks and offers. Outside corner, strike called. So think that one through. What a Danny special would be. Answer coming in the home half. Unless we see it right here. Down low. Second baseman Anderson is right up the middle. First baseman Gold holds on Schofield Sam. And that means the right side of the infield is wide open.
You know what else is? The left wall.
Let's
knock one out.
Yeah. Center fielder Clark shading to right center. Pinales throws. Punched foul. Just rolling up the right side. One ball and one strike of Batista Jr., who is 1-for-2, a ground out to short and a single to right field. One ball and two strikes on Danny. Number 8, hitter in the order. Can he add to the 1-0 lead? Set by Pinales. He comes home. Line drive, base hit, left field. Right down the line, heading to the wall. Nankill trots home. Picked up on the warning check by Johnson. A waiver on for Schofield Sam. Relay throw, one hops in. Not caught by Lorenzo. Schofield Sam is safe. And Batista Jr. is into third. It's 3-0 Lugnuts.
How about that, Danny Batista Jr.? He ripped that ball down the line towards that left field wall, kept it under it, but it just kept on going all the way. And that is the padding the nuts we're looking for.
Two-run double rules the official score. His 17th double. His 46th and 47th ribbies. Now here comes Cole Kahn.
How about all these doubles tonight that are leading to lug nut runs?
Love it. The pitch. Kahn takes the ball low. Been double trouble for West Michigan.
I double dog dare him to hit a single.
Switched and Kahn bats left. Third baseman Jarvis creeps in. The pitch. Fisted right back to the pitcher. Penales could not squeeze. Picks it up. Underhands to first in time. Side retired. But too late as far as Penales is concerned. With two outs and a runner on, he gives up the single to Schofield Sam. And then the two-run double to Batista Jr. The Lugnuts take a 3-0 lead to the bottom of the sixth inning at LMCU Ballpark.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Well, look at this. Will Johnston returns to the mound for the Nuts for the bottom of the sixth inning. Uncharted territory for Will. College reliever. This is his first time pitching into the fifth this year. 3-0 Lugnuts. He deals to Dom Johnson, lefty to righty. Swing and a miss, strike one. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here alongside Adam Jaxa. One hit, one walk for Will through five scoreless, two strikeouts. He lets it fly. Swing and a miss. Strike two. He went off speed.
Yeah, eat it, Don Johnson.
That's Dom Johnson to you. Seth Stevenson on deck. Then the leadoff hitting Max Clark. Will Johnston is about to throw his 59th pitch. And he bounced it in. You know, thought pitch number 60 when you're in the sixth inning. Yeah, that's fine. No action in the pen. Yeah, hang on, says the home plate umpire Justin Hopkins. I don't think he liked that music playing right there. Now let's go. Johnson flied out to left his first time. This is a 1-2 pitch. And he strikes out swinging. Down and away, he lunged. And it came up the third strikeout victim for Will. What a way in the bottom of the sixth.
Well, Johnson belongs on Miami Vice. He's stealing strikeouts on Don Johnson.
Well, it's Max Clark with the Miami Vice batting gloves. But Seth Stevenson tries his luck under the lights from West Michigan. 3-0 Lansing. Pitch on its way. Outside. Ball one. So, our sixth inning slang, Adam. The Danny Special. Clayton Bell asked us to use this tonight. We love it. Ball one delivery. Line drive, left field. Johnny Butler right there. He's got it, just reaching up. Barely had to move. Two outs. I love those where Johnny just could have glued his feet right to the grass. And still, Seth Stevenson would have been retired. So now here's Max Clark. Clark is 1-for-2 with a first inning single. Lefty versus lefty, 3-0 Lugnuts lead. Here's the pitch. And it's called strike one. All right, so what is a Danny special? Is it when you double in two runs with two outs in the top of the sixth inning?
It should be. Recent biasy.
Yeah, maybe a diving stop at first. The pitch to Clark. Swing and a miss, strike two.
Oh, I know what it is. It's when you walk towards someone and you lead with your head. Yeah. That's got to be what it is, right?
Big smile when you put the home run chain around somebody's neck.
From Lutz, Florida.
Danny Bautista Jr., a Danny special is Danny is so good at the inside out swing and jabbing the ball right through the right side. A Danny Bautista Jr. special. The Danny special is when you get a base hit to right. 0-2 pitch to Clark. Throw it away. Ball one.
You know what the Clayton Bell special is?
Ooh, I got some ideas. Is it when you offer food to your friends and then decide that you're going to eat it yourself?
Yeah, you're a dessert fiend. That's what I was looking for.
Johnston's pitch. Clark rolls it over on the right side. There's Danny. He gloves underhand to Johnston. Can't win the race to the base. Clark has the infield single. Max Clark has both of the Whitecaps singles against Will in the ballgame. And there's a two-out base runner for Max Anderson.
Well, you're just happy that Will's okay, because that was a tricky slide. He kind of slid into first base there to try and beat him, and you don't see many pitchers have dirty baseball pants, and now Will Johnson's got that on his right leg. But that shows you the intensity that he's got right now, and maybe a chance to give him a little breather. Don Schulze out there to have a quick word and probably settle down his heart rate.
I think that's a good idea. There's a right-hander who's going to start warming up in the Whitecaps bullpen for the Lugnuts. Meanwhile, Yason Sanchez is starting to warm up right now. But yeah, allow Will catch your breath before Max Anderson comes up. So far in the matchup between the Midwest League Pitcher of the Week, Johnston, and the Midwest League Player of the Week, Anderson. Johnston's gotten the better of him twice, fly out to right in the first inning, and a ground out to third base in the fourth inning. 3-0 Nuts. It was with two outs in the top half of this inning that Bautista Jr. struck, lasered a two-run double. That made things a little bit more comfortable here. But this was a 1-0 game, and Clark was on in front of Anderson and Lorenzo. Would feel different. As it is, first pitch, lefty to righty. Down low, bounces off to the left side. Clark takes second. Wild pitch. Adam, remember earlier in the game when I said that I was curious how things would go for Johnston the second time around through the order? This is round three. Clark at second. Look back. The pitch. Fastball high. Two balls and no strikes to Anderson.
Well, he's just got to lock back in. I mean, he gave up a little trickler that could have been an out, but Clark beat it with his speed. So one more out to get here, trying to get Anderson.
It's already his longest career professional outing. Johnston's pitch. Anderson lines it center field. That is down for a base in front of Lasko, and Clark scores. A throw all the way on the plate. Not in time. It was a strong throw. Clark, too much speed, scored standing. So a little infield single and a wild pitch. On the RBI single by Anderson, cashes in. The Whitecaps trail 3-1.
Well, it's a trouble. He's gotten behind batters a couple of different times tonight, 2-0. And that one, he doesn't have quite the stuff that he had back in the first few innings. Couldn't get the fastball by him. Ticked down on the velocity at 89, and Anderson makes him pay.
The worry here is that Tyron Lorenzo bats as the game-tying run. Switch hitter batting right with power. Johnston throws. Strike called on the inside corner. Lorenzo was so good against Lansing a couple of weeks ago. earned the Midwest League Player of the Week. Anderson at first, two outs. The pitch, up and away. What was it? Lorenzo reached base 20 out of 27 plate appearances. At one point, they walked him four times in a game. A 1-1 pitch to Lorenzo, the catcher. Here it comes. Rocketed down the left side, but fell off the top of the wall. But strike two at 112 miles an hour.
He never got it all.
Just too early. Just a strike. A loud strike. Lorenzo is 0 for 2 today. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Will Johnston. Fouled straight back. Lorenzo had a string of 8 consecutive games with at least one walk. That was broken up by going 2 for 5 at Dayton on August the 31st. Then he went 0 for 4 at Dayton in the finale. 0 for 2 today. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball left side, man gloves. Goes to second. They get the out on Anderson. Inning over. And Tyron Lorenzo is 0 for 3 against Will Johnston. Runners stranded. Only one run scores on two hits. Will Johnston likely is done. 6 innings of 3 single one-run baseball for Will. 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. And that is splendid. Let's go to the 7th. The Lugnuts lead 3-1. Adam Jackson will be right back with the call.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
All right, 6 innings down, 3 left to go here. Lansing does give up their first run, but they tacked on 2 more in the top of the frame, so they lead 3-1. Now back to the top of the card. First pitch to Johnny Butler. That is outside, ball one from Yasper Sanchez. The new man on the hill, the righty, 6'1", 200-pounder. Minor league free agent in 2023 out of Venezuela. Throws. That's kicked back off the netting. 1-1. Well, there's a couple dogs there in the front row that getting a good peek at that baseball right there. That's why the netting's there, guys. Pitch. Hit over towards second. Couple hops to his right. Anderson's got it on the fringe. Over to first. One down. So one inning for Eric Pinales. He gave up the 2 hits and the 2 runs and the 1 walk. No strikeouts through 21 pitches. Now he faces Ryan Lasko. 3-1 nuts. Top 7. The pitch. The right-hander burns it in there in the bottom of the zone. Strike one, 96. Black Sox pulled up for Lasko. White Adidas. The pitch swings through that ball that was sliding away from him. 0-2. He's got the 3 stripes in black on the shoe tops. Black tops tonight for the Nuts. The pitch. It's a shot the other way on the ground. Base hit through the right field side. So Lasko on an 0-2 pitch takes it the other way. Lugnuts have a base runner in this seventh inning, up 3-1.
Danny Special.
Yes, indeed. Danny teaching his tricks to a newer Lugnut in Lasko. Now here comes Jared Dickey. Pitch to the lefty. Squares to bunt, momentarily pulled it back. It's down low, ball one with the fastball.
Yeah, I like that thought, and because of that, does Jim Jarvis have to come in? Third baseman was playing very deep and off his line. That changes up his alignment. Adam, I wonder if Lasko tries to steal.
Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Well, the way that Dickey got his first base hit was exactly that. He hit a weakly hit chopping ball to third, and Jarvis was way over towards the shortstop position, and he didn't even get a throw off. And Jarvis goes right back to that position now on a 1-1 pitch. Here it is. There goes Lasko. Pitches up and out. No throw. Lasko's in head first with the steal. So there is your answer.
I have another question. What happened, Tyrone Lorenzo?
Yeah, I'm not sure either, because that was perfect. It's almost like a pitch out with that ball going outside to a left-handed batter, so he's standing up in the right batter's box ready to throw, and he just didn't release it. 2-1 pitch. Lifted back, foul towards the lights.
I mean, Lasko will take it, but it was as if Tyrone got paused by somebody playing a video game.
No, the paws are on the puppies
that are right.
In the park. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there. There was a play. I'm not sure he would have got him, but it would have been a play. Instead, the speedster, Lasko at second. 3-1, now it's top seven. Pitch, that's fouled back. So Dickey stays alive. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jared still has some of his equipment from the Kansas City Royals org. That front ankle guard is royal blue to go with the black top and the black helmet and black batting gloves. The pitch, this is launched out to left field on a line right to Johnson. He reaches up, makes the catch. Hit well the other way, but there's two outs. So Nate Nankill is the man that it'll be left up to see if Lansing can cash in a run and get the run back that they just gave up. You also have to concern yourself with arguably the hottest hitter who's waiting on deck right now and Luke Mann on this Lugnut team. And before that, that may be why Lorenzo is out there, the catcher, to speak with Sanchez to make sure they go about this at bat the correct way to try and get Nankill. But he's no slouch either. He's 0 for 2 tonight with a strikeout and a ground out, but did walk and score one of the two runs the Lugnuts put across in the sixth that has given them this 3-1 lead.
Adam, I feel like this ballpark is made for Nankill. Now, he was not with the Lugnuts the last series that they played here in West Michigan, but he torched West Michigan staff back in Lansing.
Pitch home. Down low, Lorenzo has it run up the first baseline a touch, but not far enough for Lasko to get any time a jump. Here's Timmy Trumpet for you. Lugnuts with 3 runs on 7 hits, no errors. 1 run, 3 hits, no errors for West Michigan. Here's the pitch home. Bouncing ball, weakly hit, third base side. Lasko was toying around out there like he was going to go to third base. He ended up not. Jarvis went to collect that baseball. He's got that long blonde hair. And when Max Clark first got to town, it was confusing for fans to know who was which. 1-1 pitch. That's down low. Max Clark doesn't have as long of hair, but he's still got that shaggy blonde hair. Jarvis has a ton of it. A lot of lettuce coming down to his shoulders and onto his back. He's at third base. Clark is out in center. 2-1 on Nankill. Runner at second. 3-1, nuts top seven. Here's a throw back to second. Lasko sneaks that right arm in before the tag of second baseman Max Anderson. The other Max. Built Max tough right up the middle for the Whitecaps. Henderson at second. Clark in center. Aranzo didn't get the memo that his first name should have been Max. Or Yasper. The pitch. This is lifted out towards shallow shortstop. Takes a hop, backs up. Pack throws from the fringe in time. It's a tough play on kind of a little lifter that died before it got to the outfield and hopped right in front of Peck. So Lansing gets the single from Lasco in the stolen base. He's left, though, at second. We'll stretch it out in the bottom of the seventh. 3-1, Nuts lead.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Cotton Eye Joe is being sung and danced here inside LMCU ballpark. 3-1, the Nuts have been dancing so far and hoping they can dance their way to an opening game win in the final series of 2024. Welcome to the game, Yeison Sanchez. The right-hander steps in to face Johnny Peck, the four-hitter, righty-righty matchup. Sanchez, the slender righty, throws, and that's inside, ball one. So that is it for Will Johnson. What a performance for him. Pitch home. Line drive shot the other way. Base hit into right field. And here come the Whitecaps. Tying run immediately coming to the plate to open up this seventh inning. Let's take one more peek back at Will Johnson, though, who goes six innings, gives up three hits, just one run. It came in that last half inning. One walk, three strikeouts. And he did it efficiently in 74 pitches, 48 of which were in the zone. He's helped Lansing get off to a 3-1 start. Here's Roberto Campos. Double play would be good. Righty, righty the pitch. Instead, a little bit inside, ball one. We're going to get to the trivia question here in this seventh inning. Sanchez set from the stretch. Throws home. Bounced around home plate. Foul ball for Campos. We asked you, who is the third player ever in baseball history to have 50 home runs in a season? Babe Ruth was the first. Hack Wilson, the shorty, was the second. Pitch home. That's at the top of the zone, off speed. Strike two. Nice pitch from Sanchez. The other, an Athletic. We get any answers, Jesse?
Paul Hammerly wrote in guessing Hank Greenberg.
That's a good guess. 1-1, there goes the runner. It's a bouncing ball foul, third base side. So Peck will head back to first base.
Thought you were going to say Peck his way back.
I thought about it. Jimmy Fox, double X. It is 50 and 51st home runs on this day back in 1932 to reach 50 in a season. Pitch, swing, and a miss. He was tardy. That is strike three. Strikeout number one for Sanchez. Out number one for the Whitecaps in this seventh inning.
Dropping down sidearm slider.
That's good stuff. And it fooled Campos, who was late on it. 3-1, Nuts lead, bottom seven. One on, one out. Here's Luke Gold. Righty-righty matchup. Sanchez throws. slides it in there again, outer edge, strike one. So there you go, Jimmy Fox, one of the great A's. Two homer day back on this day, September 3rd, 1932, to join the Babe Ruth and Hack Wilson Club. Yo, one. That's down low. One ball, one strike.
That's a great question. The chronology of guys reaching the 50 homer plateau.
Well, thanks, man. Yeah, I think that's a pretty fun one, especially for A's fans. Here's the throw back to first. Johnny Peck is back in safely. By the way, would you like to check in with one of the current guys that's got 50 home runs this season? That would be Aaron Judge. He's having quite the year for the Yanks. All rise. The pitch. That's inside. Throw down to second. It is in time. The tag not applied in time by TJ Schofield Sam. Oh, my goodness. Greg Conklin going to come out. Well, here's the sitch. The ball beat Peck at second base. So Jabril Cheater-Abdullah must have said that Schofield Sam didn't make the tag in time. Schofield Sam popped up and was surprised that he didn't get the call. And all three of them are having a laugh right now on the fact that maybe that wasn't the correct call. And maybe West Michigan just got away with one. It had to have come down to, was the tag not applied? And that's what, again, Jabril Cheater-Abdullah is ruling out there. Or maybe it wasn't applied in time. Okay. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And we're sitting two balls, two strikes. All right, Jesse's got it pulled up on the feed here. Throw down to second. Ball is there in time. He might have missed the tag on the left arm. The left arm could have slid in before the swipe got there from Schofield Sam. The pitch, that's down low. Three balls, two strikes. It's a close play. It's one of those where the ball beats him clearly, but because you slide, you got to bring that glove down. And honestly, Peck might have slid that left hand in before the tag came. It was very close. 3-2 pitch. Swing and it's lifted. Out to left center field. This is hit well. Lasko is going back. He's at the track. He's got room. Makes the catch on the track. Halfway to third. Peck has to scamper back to second. That's a big win for the Lugnuts. One, to get the catch, but two, because Ryan Lasko is so good out there in center. He covers all sorts of ground. And that no trouble for him on a ball hit to the gap. Two outs. They're not going to play. We really don't think you're strong enough after that swing to Luke Gold, are they? Come on now.
That's so cheap, shoddy.
The pitch. That's outside. That's your home park. We're not playing at Jackson Field or, you know, the stadium that really gets after you. Dow Diamond up there in Midland. That's the home park playing. We really don't think you're strong enough to their own guys. Wow. 1-0 pitch. Jim Jarvis takes it down low. Two balls, no strikes to the lefty. So Sanchez gives up the single to Peck. The stolen base. Yet, he's one out away from keeping this 3-1 lead and getting us to the eighth inning. But he's got to work behind 2-0. The pitch home. Line drive out to right field. Down the line, Nankill sliding. He's got it as he supermans forward on his chest in the grass and saves a run. How about that for Nate Nankill? Take a bow, young man. And Sanchez, go say thank you very much. We head to the eighth. Lansing secures a 2-run lead thanks to that right there from Nate Nankill.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your... Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin. UVB rays burn. And both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
To the eighth inning, we roll on here. Lansing leading 3-1 at LMCU Ballpark. Luke Mann in, first pitch. Squares to bunt. It's outside. Ball one. September 3rd, 2024. The first of six straight to close out the 2024 season. The pitch. This is lifted third base side. One ball, one strike. Well, we just got attendance. Oh, come on now. And when I was doing, Jesse, remember when we went to Great Lakes and you had to do the broadcast solo? I had to hop on MILB for a couple days.
Totally remember.
1-1. That is in there, off speed, outer edge, strike two. Well, they play guess the attendance there. And you have to try and guess the attendance before the batter walks from the on deck circle, balloons on deck circle, to the plate. But we're not going to do that. We're just going to give you the attendance. That's all. I just wanted to tell you that fun little
nugget.
How'd
you do?
I got it.
Yeah.
And Ben Clevenger, who I was doing the games with, he got it. So we both got it. Back-to-back nights. 1-2, high hopper off the plate. Weakly hit towards second. Anderson charges on the roller and throws it just in time. Boy, that was a unique one. It bounced high, and then it got to the dirt and slowly rolled its way to Anderson. Yet charging, still adjusted, made the play. And, man, nearly got there. That's an excellent, excellent play by Anderson to get Mann. One out, 3-1 nuts, top eight. Here's Joshua Kuroda growling. Line drive, smoked back up the middle, backhanded and shallow center by Anderson. Sets throws to first. Two outs on two great plays by the second baseman. One not hit hard at all. He had to charge. That one scorched. He had to wait off a hop, pick it, and get it over there in time. Anyway, all of that to let you know that 4,443 came out today. The pitch is a line drive out to left field. Johnson has to hold up, but it's there in time to make the catch. So three outs in a row, two hard hit balls, but both were handled. We will head to the bottom of the eighth. Lansing leading 3-1.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
To the bottom of the eighth inning, we go here at LMCU Ballpark. Lansing leading 3-1. Yeison Sanchez is back out there. Sanchez on Sanchez right now. Jasper against Yeyusun. Jesse, who's got the better name? That's what I want to know. These are great.
I mean, it's Yeyusun.
Yeah, it is.
You got a Z. You got fun syllable action with respect to Yasberg.
Don't come at his son. It's Yeyusun. Yeyusun takes on Dom Johnson. Miami Vice. Righty, righty. Here's the pitch home from Sanchez. Oh, okay. That is behind Dom. Well, hello there. Ball one.
So far inside that it was outside.
How does that work out? That's
it slipped.
It's a brain teaser right there.
Outside the batter's box.
1-0. That one was fouled off right there. Dom Johnson tonight, 0-2. Kind of crazy to think how quick and effective Will Johnston was. That Johnson is coming up. That was Johnston that pitched. This is Johnson for just the third time in the eighth inning. The pitch lifted out to center. Playable for Lasko. Back he goes. Backpedaling to his left. Reaches up last moment. Makes the catch. One down. So nice work by Yeyusun Sanchez. He gave up the single to open his outing and now has recorded four straight outs thanks to great defense from his center fielder and then Nate Nankill. I tell you what, we've seen a lot of great catches this year for Lansing. A couple coming from the man in center, Ryan Lasko. Danny Bautista Jr. has one. Pitch home. Slides in there. Strike one. Brian Guelbas had a few. You might be able to put Nate Nankill's back in the seventh in the top five from what we've seen this year. That was a beauty. Pitch home. Lifted out to left towards the gap. Butler is going to his left. Running back. Reaches up. Did he grab it? Yes, he did. Johnny Butler playing the gaps and taking away the shopping spree right there from Seth Stevenson. Two outs. Oh, my goodness. Running straight back to the wall on a sprint and just plucked that ball out of the air. So you've had four fly balls here, and three have been tremendous grabs by these lug nut outfielders. All right, here's Max Clark with two outs. 3-1 nuts, top eight, bottom eight, the pitch. That's outside, ball one.
Adam, to my mind, it's all about the context. This is a two-run game. This is great speed for West Michigan that is getting held off the bases.
Here's the pitch home. On the ground over towards second to his right is Schofield Sam. Scoops it up, throws the first, not in time. Danny Bautista Jr. hit the deck. Man, Max Clark is fast. He's almost beat out now three to first base tonight. He just got nipped on the ball in the fourth. He beat out the ball in the sixth, and now he beats out the ball in the eighth, and he's turned his speed into a three-hit night. And the ball hasn't left the infield except for his opening hits.
That's the thing. All of his teammates are barreling, and they're getting retired.
The pitch. That is a little bit outside. Ball one. He did hit it 92-93 off the bat, but still, Schofield Sam kept it in the infield, had it circle to his right. Couldn't quite get him. 1-0. That's down low to Max Anderson. So tying run at the plate. Anderson, 11 home runs this year. And this is what happened last time. Anderson got up 2-0 and then rocketed the next pitch and brought in the first run in Max Clark. There's a throw back to first. Clark is in there safely. That came against Will Johnston. But now he's got the 2-0 hit here in the eighth. 2-0 pitch, rather. And Clark was at second base at that time as well. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Sanchez goes off speed and gets him 2-1.
That's the ingredient that's missing. It was a wild pitch because otherwise, if not for that wild pitch, Clark does not score.
They play Anderson to pull to the left side. 2-1. Swing and a miss. This is great stuff. Back-to-back pitches running it away from the righty, from the right-handed Yeyusun Sanchez. The slender wearing number 30, 6'2", 165, 23 years old out of the Dominican Republic, trying to get the third and final out. Here's the pitch. Swing it on the ground, weakly hit towards short. Carota Grauer sweeps it up, throws on the run. A lean over from Bautista Jr. He's got it in time. And the Nuts get out of the mini jam with Clark at first base. Nice pitching by Yeison Sanchez. Two scoreless in the seventh and the eighth means we are bound for the ninth. 3-1 Nuts. Jesse Goldberg-Strasser takes you the rest of the way.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on a lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
On July the 8th, the Boston Red Sox traded C.J. Wines to the Detroit Tigers for Trey Wingenter. Wingenter went on to make two appearances for the Red Sox. And he allowed seven runs on five hits and two walks, 27 ERA. He's now with the Cubs. Anyway, he was traded for this guy, C.J. Wines. Lugnuts lead the Whitecaps 3-1. The pitch to Danny Bautista Jr. Fastball high, ball one. Danny out of the 8 hole, followed by Cole Conn, then the leadoff man, Johnny Butler. Last chance for the Lugnuts to add insurance to the lead. Righty fires to righty. Outside corner, out of called strike. Adam, I dare say that the Tigers have won the trade.
Yeah, I was about to say, what kind of wines are we getting from this guy?
Well, the 1-1. Off the outside corner, no, clip the corner, called a strike. You know, there's a different wine for every single palate and food choice. If you're a ballpark, peanuts and Cracker Jacks. The 1-2 pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Turns out it's fast. 93 miles an hour right by him. One batter up and one batter struck out by Wines.
So it's a drinking wine. It's not a sour grapes wine.
Yeah. That's what I got for you.
Okay.
Maybe a little wine vinegar. Here's Cole Conn, number 9 hitter in the order. 3-1 Lugnuts lead. Switch hitter batting left, the pitch. Strike one called on the outside corner. When we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, we'll be seeing the Whitecaps, Liranzo, Peck, and Campos. 3-4-5. And there is action up in the Lugnuts pen. The pitch, Conn fouls it straight back. Oh, the count is 0-2. Everything's okay. I've been telling Adam that he needs to put property of the Lansing Lugnuts next to the crowd microphone. Do not touch. Here in West Michigan, they show zero respect for other people's property.
Zero.
One out, nobody on. One's to Conn. There it is. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Fastball. How in the world do we bring C.J. Wines together with Blake Beers? Can we make that happen? Jacob Waters somewhere around.
We bring them together with cheers.
Not booze. Two outs, nobody on. Johnny Butler's the batter. Here's the pitch. And that's called a strike on the inside corner. We are currently 2 hours and 7 minutes into this ball, or... Hold on. Let me pull that back. 1 hour and 57 minutes in.
That's right.
The pitch. Butler fouls it back. Nothing at two. Well,
C.J. Wine struck out Danny Bautista Jr. He struck out Cole Kahn. That 0-2 pitch for Johnny Butler on its way off the outside corner. Johnny is 0-4 out of the leadoff spot. The Lugnuts runs tonight. Josh Kuroda Grauer doubled in Luke Mann in the second. And the sixth inning, Danny Bautista Jr. a two-run double. 3-1 Lansing. Here's the pitch. Off the outside corner again. Two balls and two strikes. It's funny to me, Adam, that C.J. Wines is pitching like a guy who throws 100 miles an hour. That fastball's only about 92, 93, but he's attacking with it. Here it comes. Fouled off. Just a dribbler off the right side.
That's what you want, coming out of the pen. You got to come out, throw strikes, go right after the hitters. Don't be afraid. And most importantly, in this current game, keep this a two-run game.
Tomorrow night, it's going to be the Lugnuts right-hander Grant Judkins against Jaden Hamm. A 2-2 pitch with two outs. Inside, ball three. Tomorrow night, Adam and I are expecting to recreate the game. To call it from Lansing, Michigan. It is going to be the throwback recreation broadcast tomorrow night.
You've done that every year, Jesse. Have you ever done it on a road game before?
I've never done it for a road game. Payoff. High fly, deep right center field. It is gone! Johnny Butler takes Wines out. Wines tried some cheese. Johnny heated it up and grilled it all the way out to right. And it's 4-1 Lugnuts in the ninth.
Johnny be good.
Eighth home run of the season for a 4-1 lead.
Colby Jack cheese?
Yeah. Sounds delicious. Here's Ryan Lasko. Strike called. Off speed right down the middle. You know, it takes something to hit a home run here at LMCU Ballpark. And Johnny Butler brought all that and then some. The pitch. Fouled back our way. Here it comes. Right in front of Adam. Bouncing into the balcony. O-2. Punched on the ground on the right side. Anderson to his left gets there from the grass. Goes to first for the out. Lasko retired. So are the Nuts. But Johnny Butler goes yard. And as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, the lead for the Lugnuts is now 3 runs. 4-1 Nuts, 3 outs from a victory.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens. But social media is addictive by design. Hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Thank you.
Diego Barrera is checked in out of the Lugnuts bullpen for the bottom of the ninth inning. 4-1, Lugnuts leading in West Michigan in the opener. Barrera against Liranzo Peck and Campos. A home run in the top of the ninth from Johnny Butler has made things a little bit more comfortable. Here's Tyron Liranzo, switch hitter batting right, 0-3. Pitch, fastball, runs a little bit off the outside corner. Ball one. Quite the contrast for Liranzo against the Nuts here. The pitch, swing and a miss, way out in front. In the Lugnut series a couple of weeks ago, Tyron Liranzo was looking like Aaron Judge. Barrera's pitch. Strike two called at the letters. Max Clark is 3-for-4. The rest of the team has two hits, and all five hits are singles. 1-2 pitch. And that's a little high. Ball two. On the other side, Adam, extra base hits from the Lugs lineup. Here it comes. Lifted high, down the right side. Long run for Nate Nankill. Batista Jr. goes out, and the ball is not caught. And there's a collision between Danny at first and Nankill from right in foul ground to the right of the line. Nankill went spinning around on the grass, helped up by a reliever. Both of them went into a slide, and that's where things get dangerous. But everybody returns to their positions.
Man, that's great news because, yeah, those guys are sprinting as fast as they can at the same thing and both trying to make that first out in this ninth inning to help out their pitcher and get the Lugnuts closer to a win. End up colliding, but great that both are all right.
I mean, you've got two players who've contributed mightily in the game. Here's the pitch. Liranzo grounds it down to third. Accepted by Mann. Here's the throw. And there's one gone in the bottom of the ninth. You've got the first baseman, Batista Jr., who hit a two-run double in the top of the sixth inning to take a 1-0 lead and make it 3-0 right before West Michigan scored its only run in the bottom half. And then you've got a right fielder, Nate Nankill, who made a brilliant diving catch to end the seventh inning with a runner on. Johnny Peck is the batter. He was the runner on that inning. There he swings and misses the Barrera fastball. Strike one. Four to one Nuts, last of the ninth, one out. The pitch, swing and a miss. Didn't want to go, couldn't help himself. Will Johnston started, went six innings. Three hits, one walk, one run, struck out three. Jason Sanchez, that two scoreless, two hits, no walks, struck out one. Now Barrera, two outs away. At 0-2. Broke it in a little low, maybe.
Come on, Blue. Bring him up.
One ball and two strikes. Hopkins wasn't buying. So try this one. Foul the way. Off the right side.
Well, that has been the case really on both sides tonight. Hopkins hasn't been given that bottom of the zone pitch. So he's kept it consistent, but that one was in there.
Here it comes. A ground ball up the middle. Toronto Grower can't get there. Base hit at the center. Lasco gets it into short. One out single for Johnny Peck. Right after he could have struck out looking. Now Roberto Campos.
Well, lines him up for a double play to try and finish this thing off.
Yes, sir. Lefty to righty. 4-1 Nuts. Campos takes. Strike called. Inside corner. Change up. Barrera has induced two double play balls with the Lugnuts. Let's it fly. Sky, right side. Down the line to foul ground, Danny Batista Jr. There's room out there, but he can't make the catch. Try to go over the shoulder, sprawling back to his left, and it falls untouched.
Well, you can understand, too. There's probably a little extra thought that's going into that, remembering what just happened when he went full speed ablazing and you know, ended up hitting his teammate there, and those two spilled into each other.
That's right. Well, 0-2 the count.
That means we get a ground ball to third base on the next pitch. This game's over.
Campos is a likely candidate. Here it comes. Up and away. The pitch, bounced straight back. At first base, Peck. One man out, bottom of the ninth. Whitecaps trail by three. Pereira lobs over. Not an easy catch for Batista Jr. Campos, by the way, Adam, has grounded into a team-leading 11 double plays this year. He's 0 for 2 with a walk today. Pitch, check swing, broke low, on appeal. Didn't go. Two balls and two strikes. We are 2 hours and 8 minutes into the ball game. The Lugs leading 4-1. 2 outs away. The kick and the pitch. Runner takes off. It's line to right field. Down for a base hit from a Mankill. Peck heads for third. The throw arrives in late. Single for Campos.
Well, that's that no doubles deep defense that the Lugnuts like to play. If they're not in that, that's an out. But Mankill is playing extra deep out there, so that one falls in. And all the shut-in from what looked like strike three now has become two on, and this one's getting a little interesting as time runs coming to the plate.
Don Schulze, the pitching coach, heads to the mound. Luke Gold is going to come up, who has 13 home runs this season. Gold had a long period of time where he could not hit the ball out of the ballpark. And then he hit a couple of home runs against the Lake County Captains in one of the final weeks of August. In case you're wondering, Adam, five double plays hit into this year.
Okay. I like the sound of that.
Peck at third. Campos at first. Lansing leading 4-1. Bottom of the ninth inning, two gone. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, Quad Cities leads Beloit 3-0. The top of the fifth. River Bandits continue to roll. Peoria trailing at home against Lake County. 2-1 going to the fifth inning. Wisconsin and Cedar Rapids scoreless in the bottom of the fifth. South Bend leads in Fort Wayne 4-2. Dayton and Great Lakes off today. We're ready. First and third. First pitch. Goal to check swing foul into the screen. Strike one. Luke Gold is struck out looking. Fly to left and fly to center. Schofield Sam signals to the outfielders. The pitch. Down and away. Diego Barrera is trying to save this game for Will Johnston. He delivers. Outside. Two balls and a strike.
Just got to pump in strikes. Make them hit it.
At third base, Johnny Peck. At first, Campos. The 2-1. Inside. Three balls and a strike. And the man on deck, Jim Jarvis. This bottom of the ninth inning began with the ground up by Lorenzo. Peck singled. Campos singled. Here's the pitch. Goal takes. Inside corner. Strike two called.
That is a beauty of a pitch right there on the black at 87.
Time granted to Luke Gold. Well, the man with the heart of a lion, heart of a Loyola Marymount lion, Diego Barrera readies. Payoff for Gold. Lifted down the right side, fading foul, over the Nuts pen, out of play.
You drop him in there, something off speed. He's gone fastball, 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 fastball. Just something. Does he have confidence that he can get something in there for a strike off speed?
It's a good changeup. We saw it earlier to Lorenzo. Again, the 3-2. Ground ball right side through. Base hit. Peck in from third. Campos up to second. Nanko plays it in. RBI single for Luke Gold. That fastball was outside, and it's a seeing eye single to bring West Michigan within 4-2. Three straight singles against Barrera. First and second, one man out. Lefty-lefty, Diego Barrera to Jim Jarvis. Up and away, ball one. And that crossed up catcher Khan. Conference time.
He's just not throwing anything but fastballs right now. And he's not able to locate those fastballs right now.
Campos good speed at second. Gold not as fast at first. The pitch. Jarvis takes it, bending outside. So there's your hook, but he missed, and the count is 2-0.
It was right there. It just was a touch outside. That's too bad.
Number 7 hitter of the order. The pitch. Inside corner. Strike called. Dom Johnson waits on deck. 2-1, 1 out, 1 run in. The pitch. Strike 2 called across the outside corner.
Gotta find an out. That's the next part. Get that second out. Get some confidence back up.
4-2, lug nuts in the bottom of the ninth. Barrera deals. Ground ball, right side base, hitting the right center. In comes Campos to score. Bobbled in center by Lasco. Fires it in off Kuroda Grauer, who keeps it right there. All the way to third base goes Luke Gold. RBI single for Jarvis. And the tying run is now 90 feet away on a fourth straight single by the Whitecaps. Lugnuts 4, Whitecaps 3.
I mean, it's deja vu here. They took a 2-run lead into a game the last time they were here when they had won the first two, ended up losing that one on a walk-off balk, and here you go again. You've shut down this order and this lineup all game, and yet West Michigan has the tying run 90 feet away.
The Whitecaps entering this bottom of the ninth only had 5 hits all game, and now they've got 4 singles. And Diego Barrera is pulled from the game. Craig Conklin is going to the pen. Adam, let me make the case for Barrera. You ready? After the ground out by Lorenzo, which was a grounder on the left side, Johnny Peck had the single in the center. And then Campos, that's a solid single on the line drive to right. But Luke Gold, that's a grounder on the right side. And Jim Jarvis, it's a grounder on the right side. But both of them found holes. Hence, this call to the pen. And right now, the Whitecaps are 90 feet away from tying the game. They're 270 feet away from winning the game. The Lugnut still, with a double play ball, could prevail. But a 4-1 lead has been cut to 4-3. So in this spot, who do you turn to but Blaise Pontes?
Interesting.
Ground ball pitcher.
Well, you said it. It's been some bad luck. Also, he got squeezed on a potential strike 3 call with Peck. That would have been 2 out with nobody on. But you just got to play through that. And he did. Just ground balls that got through. Any of those are hit right at somebody, it's a chance for an out. It's a chance for 2 outs in this game to be over. But that's how baseball works sometimes. So hopefully Blaise Pontes can pick him up and Lansing can squeeze out of this jam.
Last time that we saw Blaise, it was back on August the 25th. He did not pitch at all against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, I don't recall. So Pontes gets the ball right here. His last outing. He went 2 2/3, scoreless.
And if you need a double play ball, you want to take a guess how many double plays that Blaise Pontes has coaxed this year? It leads the team. I'll give you a hint.
12.
Yeah, you're close. It's 10. Question is, can that grounder, if he does get it from Don Johnson, get hit at one of these infielders? Mann at third, Kurota Grauer at short, Schofield, Sam at second, or Bautista Jr. at first? Dom Johnson, who has hit into three double plays this year. Can I tell you what the worry would be is, Johnson is outstanding at getting hit by pitches. He's gotten plunked 8 times this year. And Blaise Pontes will pitch in and has hit 8 batters. 4-3 Lugnuts lead. Jarvis at first, Gold at third, one out. Righty to righty. Here's the pitch. Lifted to right field. Nate Nankill down the line with a strong arm. He's underneath, makes the catch. The tag by Luke Gold. The throw to the plate hops in and gets cut off. Gold slides in with the game-tying run. Lugnuts 4, Whitecaps 4. And up to second base on the throw, Jim Jarvis, the potential game-winning run.
It's just kind of the way the season has gone for Lansing. And they've been kind of in a little bit of a tailspin of late. Lose 3 straight at home to finish it out. They come out, they play a complete game, but they needed 3 more outs, and they're just not able to get them.
Seth Stevenson, first pitch. Swing, and a miss, strike 1. Still, if Pontes can get one more out, he would send us to the 10th. Righty, righty. Jarvis at second. 4-4, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 2. Stevenson is 0 for 3. He is fly to right, he is line to left. He is fly out to very deep left field. He batted .375 in the month of August. He was the only batter in the Midwest League who did better than Nate Nankill, basically. Pontes ready, looks back. Let's it fly. Down and away. Backhand stab, Cole Kahn. Ball 1. One at the top of the ninth for the Nuts. They're in the bottom half for the Caps. Here's the pitch. Just missed, but it was too low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lead off hitting Max Clark is on deck.
You don't want to see him. You got to get Stevenson here.
Here it comes from Pontes. Strike 3 called. Perfect. Dropped it in. Stevenson frozen. Let's go to the 10th inning. West Michigan forces extras with 3 runs on 4 hits. But Jarvis is left at second base. 4-4, Lugnuts in the Caps, and we play onward from Comstock Park.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
And now to the 10th inning. Because into the final week of games for the Lugnuts 2024 season, why not? Three in the bottom of the ninth for the Whitecaps to force extras. But it was only because Blaise Pontes struck out Seth Stevenson looking that here we are. Craig Conklin checks in with a home plate umpire, Justin Hopkins. Runner at second base is Ryan Lasko. Jared Dickey Du, then Nate Mankill and Luke Mann. So when I see this long conversation, Adam, between Conk and the home plate umpire, I think that something's up. But I think that's still CJ Wines out there, right?
Yes, it is. I believe so.
And it's still Ryan Lasko running at second, right?
Everything checks out. The batter still is Dickey.
Okay. You're still Adam. I'm still Jesse. Let's go.
I-O.
Righty to lefty. Third baseman is in. First pitch. Line drive softly hit out to left field. It is caught by Johnson, losing his baseball cap in the process. One pitch and one out. So Jared Dickey is now 1-for-5. On the batters, the right fielder, Nate Mankill.
Here's the pitch.
Yep. Saeed Valenzuela is going to bat instead of Nate.
Well, that is a little cause for concern after the collision he had with Danny Bautista Jr. Hope that's not for that reason.
But it does immediately make us think of that. On a foul ball in the bottom of the ninth inning. The pitching coach, Dan Riccobal, decides, you know what, why not have a conference right now, too? Sure. Go right ahead. I mentioned tomorrow night, Adam and I are going to recreate the ball game from Lansing, Michigan. Greg Judkins against Jaden Ham, 6:35 p.m. tomorrow, 6:35 p.m. Thursday. Mitch Myers against Joseph Montalvo, 6:35 p.m. Friday. Luis Morales against Colin Fields. Max Clark will not be in the Whitecaps lineup. Saturday night, 7:05 p.m., Cade Morris gets the ball against Joe Miller. And then lastly, on Sunday, currently it's the lefty Will Johnson scheduled for the Lugnuts against the right-hander Carlos Marcano. But, you know, final games of the season, you never know what happens. We're ready. Saeed Valenzuela, first pitch. Swing and a foul tip, strike one. Pulled off of it.
Would have been funny if he would have just come in and ripped a homer on his first pitch.
He was trying. We saw last inning Johnny Butler take C.J. Wines deep. And you know that Wines is going after these guys with fastballs. At second, Lasko is splitting. The pitch. Fastball called strike two. Outside. Right down the middle, really. Saeed Valenzuela. Somerton, Arizona, at a pinch-hitting spot. At 0-2 pitch. Fought off, foul into the screen. Just flipping the wrists to spoil that fastball. And that, once again, is right down the middle. Luke Mann is waiting on deck. And the Lugnuts break the 4-4 tie in the 10th. One out. Look back, Wines throws. That two is fouled away. Off the sweet level, bouncing down. Surprise! There are some fans who had no idea that ball was going to join them. Flag whispering from left to right. High above the center field wall. Time called. One run in the second inning for the Nuts. Two in the sixth, one in the ninth. One in the sixth inning for the Whitecaps. Three in the ninth. So here we are in the 10th. One out. 0-2 pitch. Down low. Now we're ready. Pitchers count. 1-2 coming. Chopper hit over the pitcher's mound. Wines goes back, gets it, fires to first. It's in time. And over to third base goes Lasko. Two outs.
Well, it looked for a second like that was going to hang up just long enough, and there was a little, from Wines, a little hesitation to get that out of the mitt. Saeed Valenzuela almost got there in time.
Here's Luke Mann. Runner in third, 4-4 in the 10th, two outs. Wines resets. You know, today in Lugnuts history, go back 2 years ago, Saeed stole home. Lugnuts won at South Bend in a thriller. Here in West Michigan, 0-2 pitch. Mann takes. Strike called at the letters. Luke is 1-for-4 with a second inning double. Doubled in by Kuroda Grauer for the game's first run. Wines deals. Ball one inside. That game, Adam, 2 years ago at South Bend, what I remember about it was that Pete Crow Armstrong, the great Cubs prospect, struck out to lose the game, and he shattered his bat over his knee in frustration. This is a 1-1 pitch to Mann. Swing and a miss, strike two.
Well, this is the guy trying to get at least one run here, because obviously West Michigan will get a runner started at second base, so you got to find a way to get one here at least.
Lasco at third, pitch on its way. Fly foul off the left side. Coming up in the bottom of the 10th inning, Seth Stevenson will be the zombie runner, and then Max Clark, Max Anderson, Tyron Lorenzo. So,
yeah.
Not ideal.
Two-run bomb, more ideal.
Well, Kuroda Grauer on deck. I take a single. That's a 1-2 from C.J. Wines. Up and away. Crowd was hoping. It was not close. Ball two.
You know what they say, Jesse. It's not worth winning if you can't win big.
The 2-2 break even. Mann takes low. Ball three. Two good takes in a row to work the count full. First and second base are open. The speedy Ryan Lasco walks down the line at third. 4-4 in the 10th, two outs. High set by Wines. Payoff pitch. Swing and a lofter out to left field. Don Johnson over. Makes the catch. Side retired. The Lugnuts ran Lasco, and we're going to the bottom of the 10th inning at a 4-4 game.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Lugnuts 4, Whitecaps 4, bottom of the 10th. They're doing giveaways down below before Blaise Pontes takes on Max Clark with Seth Stevenson, the bonus runner at second base. The Whitecaps have stranded exactly one runner on in the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th innings. Pontes is looking to strand Stevenson as well. Saeed Valenzuela is the new right fielder, replacing Nate Nankill in a straight switch. Here's the pitch. Max Clark swings and misses. Fastball from Pontes exploded past him, right in on his hands. He's 3-for-4 with 3 singles. Righty to lefty. Here it comes. Down and in. And a great sliding step by Cole Kahn. Max Clark, the third overall pick of the 2023 draft. The Detroit Tigers' top prospect against Pontes. Sets, deals, check swing. Did he go on appeal? Yes, he did, says the home plate umpire. Justin Hopkins called it himself. 1-2. Pontes ready. Looks back at Stevenson. Here it comes. Line drive foul up the left side. Over the bullpen. Over all of the seats with the comfortable chairs out of the lawn area where there's still a dog gallivanting about. As a matter of fact, 2 dogs are out there playing. That baseball hit out to them like for fetch. Let's try it again on 1-2. Pontes to Clark. Here it comes. Check swing. High. Did not get the call. He did not go. Hawkeye says that pitch was in the zone. No, sir, for Blaze Pontes.
Stuff. Good one right there. Right at the top. Inside part of the plate. 92. Just didn't get the call.
2-2. Try the break even. Outside. You know, it wouldn't be the worst idea to walk him. First base is open. It would set up the force play at 3rd and 2nd. 3-2 on Clark. Pontes to the teenager. The leg kick and the pitch. Strike 3 called. He dropped it in. And Clark is down watching.
Well, he went off speed on him. Completely fooled him. He put it right there on the inside part of the plate, the middle of the zone. And Clark just was not expecting that.
1 away in the bottom of the 10th inning. Almost said 9th. No, we're into the 10th. 4-4 Lugs and Whitecaps. Max Anderson takes 1 low. Cole Kahn, a great stop. Hey, the runner at second base, Stevenson, has to be careful. That's the con man back there.
This one has the feel of a long night, Jesse.
Hey, I'm ready for it.
Me too.
The Whitecaps could win this game with 1 knock from Anderson. If Stevenson scores, the home squad wins. 1 out. Righty to righty. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Anderson is 1-for-4 with a 6th inning RBI single. Bats out of a crouch. The pitch. Chopper beyond Pontes, grabbed by Schofield. Sam throws to first, gets the out. Over to third base, Stevenson. 2 gone. Hey, you want to walk Tyron Lorenzo? You want to pitch to him?
I'm going to go after him here. Max had a couple of singles tonight. Let's go get him.
Switch hitter batting left. 0-for-4 out of the number 3 spot of the order. The bases umpire Jabril Jeter Abdullah said, hey, yeah, get to that rosin bag, get off the mound. Checking in with Blaze. Game-winning run 90 feet away. Third baseman man creeping in. The rest of the infield back, playing him to pull. Outfield straight up. First pitch. Outside, 1. Bow to 4 in the home 10th inning. Extras forced by Whitecaps' 3-run 9th inning rally. Stevenson at 3rd. Here it comes. 2 outside. Not getting the call in the corner. The dieting strike zone of Justin Hopkins. Lorenzo acquired via trade from the Dodgers. Waits. The 2-0. Inside, 3. As Adam mentioned, Johnny Peck is waiting on deck. Peck on deck is 2-for-4 with singles in the 7th and the 9th. There's the 3-0.
It takes low, ball four. So the man from Pepperdine, Johnny Peck, the seventh rounder, digs in. Again, the outfielders straight up. Butler in left, Lasco in center, Valenzuela in right. Second baseman Schofield Sam up the middle. First baseman Batista Jr. plays behind Lorenzo. Winning run Stevenson at third. The pitch, strike called, fastball to start him.
Nothing to lose here. Go right after him. Now two outs. Trust your pitching. Trust your defense. Go get him.
Lean up hitter in the order in a 4-4 game. The pitch. Down and away. Ball and a strike. West Michigan is already making arrangements for a potential 11th inning. A right-hander is warming up in the pen.
You tell me they don't believe, Jesse.
The pitch to Peck. Line drive, left center field. Johnny Butler covers the gap, makes the catch. That'll do it for the 10th inning. Adam, you're up for the call because the Whitecaps strand two. Neither team scores. And all those dangerous Whitecaps batters, we just flew by them. Mets go to the 11th with the Lugnuts bringing up Kuroda, Grauer, Schofield, Sam, and Batista Jr. Adam Jackson will have the play-by-play in a 4-4 game.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable. 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will.i.am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Okay, here we go to the 11th inning, extending your stay with us tonight. Hopefully you are hanging around as we're just after 9 o'clock in the Eastern time zone. Lansing led 4-1 heading to the bottom of the ninth. They gave up three, and then nobody scored any runs in the 10th, which allows Lansing an opportunity to grab the lead again in the 11th. Joshua Kuroda Grauer leads off.
Craig Coughlin was late heading to the third base coach's box.
I hear that. Jabril Jeter Abdullah letting him have it. He's out there now, though. Luke Mann is at second. The first pitch is down low from the new man. Marco Jimenez is the new guy that is on the hill. The righty, 6 foot, 230 pounder, 24 years old from the Dominican Republic. He'll try and keep this a 4-4 game. Pitch home. That comes in right across the middle of the zone at 94. 1-1 on Kuroda Grauer. Doubled in Luke Mann way back in the second inning. Back-to-back doubles. Time called, and they, boy, looking like we're resetting the play clock there was the motion from Jabril Jeter Abdullah pushing his hand upward. It is football season. NFL's back this week, too. 1-1. This is on the ground to the left of second. Over to his right. Anderson, the second baseman, has it. Fires to first. It's in time, but that does the job, moving Luke Mann to third. And that'll leave it up to TJ Schofield Sam to try and knock him in with one out in this 11th inning, tied at four. Oh, but the board out there doesn't say anything because they're adjusting to try and get us to the 11th inning. All zeros up there. Pitch home. That's a little bit low. One ball, no strikes. Infield is now drawn in for West Michigan. Tied at four. Luke Mann is at third. And TJ Schofield Sam tonight is 1-for-4. The pitch. Line drive that is off the side of the mound to the second baseman. Anderson flips it to first. 94 off the bat. Those are the ground balls that got through in the ninth for West Michigan that aren't getting through for Lansing here in the 11th. Two outs.
It's a lucky bounce. Skipped right off the mound, and what hand-eye coordination for Anderson.
Yes, indeed. Off the side of the right edge of the mound and flipped right to him. So it'll take a Danny Bautista Jr. two-out hit. Runner at third. The pitch home. Up high, a little bit out. One ball, no strikes. Bautista Jr. 2-for-4. Ground ball in the second, then a base hit in the fifth. Two-run double in the sixth. Struck out, swinging in the ninth. 4-4 in the 11th. The pitch on the ground, bouncing right at the second baseman, Anderson. He's got it, throws to first, and we're going to the bottom of the 11th. 4-4 our score, no runs and extras. Lansing will try and get us to the 12th when we return.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will.i.am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Off to the bottom of the 11th we go. Lansing, for a second consecutive extra half inning, is unable to get any runs. So Blaise Pontes comes back out. He will try and get Lansing through a full half inning, just like he did in the 10th, to get Lansing to the 12th as we currently play here in the 11th. Roberto Campos, Luke Gould, Jim Jarvis, the three scheduled hitters. And the man out there at second base is Johnny Peck. Lansing led this game all game long. They were up 1-0, then 3-0, then 3-1, then 4-1. Gave up 3 in the ninth, and were tied at 4 ever since. Pitch home. Campos swings and misses at the off speed. Strike one. Campos tonight, 1-for-3. Ground ball, walk, strikeout, single, and a run scored. Peck at second. The pitch. Outside. One ball, one strike. West Michigan wins. They would move to 64-62. 33-27 in the second half. If Lansing loses, they would drop their fourth straight after having a 2-1 series lead against Fort Wayne last week. 1-1 pitch. That is in there just a little bit low with the fastball right at the bottom outside corner. But again, just didn't quite get the call from Justin Hopkins. West Michigan fans have stuck around to see how this one finishes. Righty, righty, the 2-1. At the bottom of the zone, that off-speed pitch is working well right now for Blaise Pontes. Confidently dropping that in there. Fastball, curve, slider, sweeper, changeup for the righty out of Hawaii. Set from the stretch, throws home. Line drive out to right field, right at Nankill. Backs up, makes the catch, off the third goes Peck. The throw is in, but two hops in there late. And the same thing that West Michigan just had to defend, Lansing now will defend. Correction. Thank you, Jesse. That is Valenzuela out there that came in to replace Saheed Valenzuela. Came in to replace Nate Nankill. So he makes the catch. So now it'll take a knockout to the outfield or a knock through the infield in to win this game. It's Luke Gould. First pitch, lifted out to right field, twisting foul, and Lansing's just going to let this one drop. Would have been tough to go over to get it anyway, just inside the wall in the bullpen. But that would have been deep enough to probably score Johnny Peck. So about halfway after chasing, both Danny Bautista Jr. and Saheed Valenzuela gave up on it. 4-4, bottom 11. Runner at third for West Michigan. One out. Lugnuts have the infield in. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch to Gould. Swing and a miss. He challenged him with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball right down the chute. Strike two. 96 hits this year for Gould. He's driven in 55 and would love to give West Michigan a win with number 56. The pitch. Bouncing ball that's through the left side. And we're done here. West Michigan charges out of the dugout. And they complete the comeback. Their first lead of the night comes in the 11th. And they win 5-4. Post-game show coming up next.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Back into LMCU Ballpark, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. The Lugnuts losing streak reaches four consecutive games. They score four. They watch West Michigan score three in the bottom of the ninth, tie the game up at 4-4. And in the bottom of the 11th inning, Luke Gould singles in Johnny Peck, and the Whitecaps walk off with a 5-4 11-inning win. Adam, let's go back to the very start of it before we get to the end. It was another terrific start today by the Midwest League Pitcher of the Week.
Yeah, it was. It was an incredible performance from Will Johnson. He goes six innings and gets a few strikeouts, only gives up the one run, and that came in his final outing. He had a stretch of 12 straight that were retired before he finally walked one batter, and Lansing looked in complete control. They were in complete control. When he exited the game, he pitched very well tonight, and that's what makes this one hurt certainly even more. Back-to-back, great performances from Will Johnston.
It's a 4-1 lead going to the bottom of the ninth because of a Josh Kuroda Grauer RBI double, a Danny Bautista Jr. two-run double, and a Johnny Butler home run. But at the bottom of the ninth with one out, with Diego Barrera on the mound, and he's been so reliable since coming up from Stockton. Well, Johnny Peck singled, and Roberto Campos singled, and then Luke Gould singled in Peck, and then Jim Jarvis singled in Campos. Four straight singles, added things for Barrera. In comes Blaise Pontes. He gives up a sacrifice fly to Dom Johnson to bring in Luke Gould. That was tied up 4-4. Though he did strike out Seth Stevenson to end that bottom of the ninth inning and to force the extras. And the Lugnuts could not score in the top of the 10th inning, but Blaise Pontes blanked the Whitecaps in the bottom of the 10th inning. But then the Lugnuts didn't score again in the top of the 11th. And we've talked about how runner at second base,
It's extra innings, especially on the road. You have to find a way to get that one run in, and they didn't in the 10th, and they didn't in the 11th. And in the bottom of the 11th, Luke Gold's RBI single is the difference.
Yeah, we've seen that a couple times this year where Lansing gets pressed to extra innings, and they go through multiple extra innings where they don't score a run. And it's just, listen, it's gut-wrenching to give up a three-run lead in that ninth inning, but it's adversity. It's adversity in life. It's adversity in sports. And it's how you respond to that. And Lansing just was not able to overcome that. They didn't put any pressure on West Michigan because they didn't score any runs in the 10th or the 11th. So it's just more of the same of what has been just a frustrating record-wise season for the Nuts, and certainly this stretch here of now four straight losses where you had the worst team in the league in your house on your final three nights of the season. You lose them all, and then you come out, you play a great game here for eight innings. Really, eight and a half. You hit the home run to go up 4-1 and head to the bottom of the ninth and then give up three runs and eventually get walked up two innings later.
Yeah, final totals. Four runs, eight hits, no errors, nine left for the Nuts, who went 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position. For the Whitecaps, five runs, 10 hits, no errors, eight runners left on, 4-for-11 with runners in scoring position. The Lugnuts fall to 26-35 here in the second half, 58-68 for the year. While the Whitecaps improved to 33-27, 64-62 for the season. Marco Jimenez collects his sixth win with a scoreless top of the 11th inning. Blaise Pontes suffers his ninth loss. Time of the game, 2 hours and 48 minutes in front of a crowd of 4,443. Tomorrow, Adam, you and I will call the game without watching the game, without being at the game.
Yeah, we will. This is it's a really cool thing that you have done every year that you've been in Lansing and every year that you've been in minor league baseball. It's the way that they used to call games. They used to Morse code, kind of let the guys know back at the station what was going on and would report that and then would get that out to the people for them to know what was going on in the game. So it's a really cool thing that you continue to let live on the way that baseball in the past was broadcasted to everybody and how broadcasting sort of started. And we'll do it tomorrow, and it's always challenging, but it's a fun challenge, and, well, it'll be a shorter drive for you and I tomorrow.
That's right. Thank you for joining me on that effort tomorrow night as we're getting closer and closer to week two, Central Michigan at Florida International. Are you flying internationally?
Yes, I will be, and Dala Dala.
Yeah.
Dale.
At Pitbull Stadium. Hey, get your popcorn ready. Get your passport ready. But as far as tonight goes, Lugnuts lose in 11 innings. Luke Gold, who had a big single in the bottom of the ninth, had the walk-off RBI single in the bottom of the 11th. 5-4, the Whitecaps win. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Final score once more in 11 innings. The Whitecaps 5, the Lugnuts 4. Good night from LMCU Ballpark, and go Nuts!